Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another week, ladies and gentlemen, and we have launched. It is the ninth day of February 2009. And coming up in 1 hour, Pastor Lindsey Williams, he made the prediction when oil was $147 a barrel. It actually went up to $149, but he made the prediction when it was $147 that it would drop to below $50 a barrel and would stay there for several years. Well, we're now about 6 months into it dropping, so in 6 months, his prediction will be 100% accurate. A lot of experts we're talking to, though, are saying that once the hyperinflation really spirals out of control, that within a year, prices will then explode. But the world depression in the real economy is contributing to it only going down even more. But he's on record saying that this was engineered by design to implode the economy, and that dovetails with exactly what our Bilderberg Group sources, two separate sources inside Bilderberg, reported to us 3 years ago. And that was they were planning to pop the subprime mortgage and bring in a worldwide depression for consolidation, but that first they were going to run gas prices up to $150 a barrel. They were $65 at the time. That was just a ridiculous prediction by Daniel Estulin, but it wasn't a prediction. It wasn't ridiculous. It was directly from two Bilderberg members that he had as sources, and that they would then run the stock market back up to 1999 levels. It did that, and that they would then implode it. Exactly what he said they said, because they run the world, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why we go and surveil their criminal activities to bring you this information. Now, what you do with it is your decision. Then we've got Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us to talk about the Obamanation and get into all of his betrayals now that he's gotten into office and the fact that the Republicans and neocons are hailing him for much of his New World Order activity. And then we have Representative Matt Shea of Washington State. That dovetails with the story last Friday by Kurt Nemo, increasing number of states declaring sovereignty. Washington, New Hampshire, Arizona, Montana, Michigan, Missouri, Oklahoma, California, Georgia, and now others are on the verge of it. This thing tends to snowball. We are going to have a state rep on every day this week for 30 minutes as part of a series on the states declaring sovereignty and what's in these bills. Like, we will order our state police and the counties and cities that are under state jurisdiction. The counties and cities are chartered under state law. They're under the state house control. We will order the sheriffs under state law to resist gun confiscation. We will resist people being sent to FEMA camps. We'll resist foreign troops. And then they're sourcing the documents and the news articles and the bills. So America is waking up to the fact that the New World Order is an offshore crime syndicate of banks coming in and hijacking the United States. That's what's happening. It's very, very exciting. So throughout the week, we're going to be covering that. But first off today, Representative Matt Shea of Washington will be joining us. So you'll definitely want to stay with us for that interview. In the meantime, Bloomberg has the headline, U.S. taxpayers risk $9.7 trillion on bailouts as Senate votes. Also, Geithner says G7 should act promptly on economy in secret meeting with world's central bank chairs. That's out of AFP, French news agency. WTO chief joins others in warning of crash-induced unrest. Money week, protectionism, unemployment, and riots as the global slump deepens. South Carolina governor says we're moving close to a savior-based economy. 16 illegal aliens sue Arizona border rancher because they trespassed. And the San Antonio Express News admits police are robbing people on the road.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I got home last night at about 1:15. And as I often do, I sat on my front porch drinking a glass of ice water for about 30 minutes, quietly reflecting in the deep night on the world and all the different pieces of the puzzle, geopolitically, domestically, that we see unfolding. And I can say with total certainty, this is it. This is the big move for world government by the private offshore banking cartel. That's all world government is a group of private banks that were able to take over the Western nations and have those nations accept their fiat currency and pay them interest on made-up money. With that, they've bought up almost all the wealth of the world. Now they want to bring in eugenics and feudalism and tyranny to extract the rest of it and basically dumb down and engineer the population so that revolts against their worldwide dictatorship would be as futile as sheep rebelling against the practice of eating mutton, in the words of one of their social engineers, Bertrand Russell. Mutton is sheep, ladies and gentlemen. That a revolt by the general population would be as futile and ridiculous and impossible as the practice of sheep revolting against the practice of eating sheep. And that's what they think of us. That's how they talk about us. It's very frustrating and makes me angry. You know, even if the general public's dumbed down and doesn't care about their neighbor or themselves and doesn't want to be free, I do. My family wants to be free. My children need to be free. They deserve to be able to control their own destiny to some extent. And I know there are billions of people out of the 6.5 billion who are good and who do hate tyranny and who do love justice and liberty. And that's all we're doing here. And then it really hit me last night. It hits me all the time, but it hit me so strong how traitorous the FBI and CIA and others are. Here are their training manuals. Here are their doctrinal dissertations. Here are the congressional hearings over the decades. Here are the bulletins and publications they put out saying those that talk about a new world order or a world banking system are terrorists and it doesn't exist and it's a mental illness, and report people that talk about it. And then simultaneously, it's all over the newspaper announcing world government to be run by the banks. And these FBI agents, they have no future. Their children have no future in this. I mean, they're going to have a future as thugs ruling over us, but what type of future is that? It's going to hurt their standard of living in the final equation. And look, I know most of the FBI is compartmentalized and isn't out involved in bad things. I know most of the CIA is compartmentalized in defense intelligence and the rest of it, but it doesn't matter. The directors and the main direction and the subdirectorates and the things it's doing are there to selectively enforce laws, to ship in narcotics, to make sure the elite can launder all their money, and to squeeze the population. You know, in people that study tax law and finance and the way elites operate, it is a widely understood fact that wealthy people don't even pay tax. And they brag about it. And now, I knew this years ago, but I just did Google searches for their quotes and and they brag about it. Every once in a while, they'll bust some big tycoon and there's all these famous quotes of taxes. Taxes is for the regular people. And I see the headlines every day. I was watching the British House of Commons. We took a 30-minute break and we're eating some Chinese food at about 10 o'clock last night. And the House of Commons was on C-SPAN. And several of the questions to the Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, were constituents bringing up the fact and listing members of Parliament bringing up the fact that their constituents were noticing that all the major big corporations and banks in England don't even pay tax. And Gordon Brown just basically said, well, that's the way it is. No, we pay income tax, the British pay income tax, directly to the banks. You fill your check out to the private banking cartel. And I know you know that, but the general public doesn't know that. You think they're mad now, knowing that trillions of dollars has gone down a rat hole and the bankers won't say where it's gone? You think the public's upset now? Imagine if they knew that we pay our taxes to them and then we pay interest on the money that we give them. Or what would the public do if they understood international finance and knew that when you hear about banker bailouts, you hear about trillions going to banks and they won't say where the money went, but they give you the basic announcement that, well, we gave it to banks to sure it up, but we won't give you any details. All that did was put the money into the banks, and then government comes in with a $1 trillion stimulus package and borrows our money back from them. So interest was created when the money was issued, and then we're going to pay interest on top of that again. And I couldn't believe it. I almost ran off the road last night. I was driving back from the KLBJ syndicated show that I do out of KLBJ studios, driving back to the office to work on the Obama film. And I'm cruising along, and I hear the Republican strategist on Beyond the Beltway just admit all this. Admit that it's offshore banks robbing us. Admit that we loan the banks the money with our tax money, give it to them, and then the government then goes and borrows it back from them, and that's what the stimulus is really about. And it was true. It was absolutely true. And here it was on Beyond the Beltway, so which is a large syndicated Sunday night show out of Chicago. So that's a big deal when that show that normally has no information of any value, because I listen to it every Sunday when I'm driving back home or to the office for 30 minutes. A lot of times I'd go do an errand or pick dinner up for the family. So I usually hear most of the show. And no value. But I actually heard value on there because there's a lot of people in the system who are figuring out this, it really is predatory, and these offshore banks really are going to destroy our country basically for good. We're going to be a third world nation like Argentina or Brazil or Mexico after this. Why do you think Mexico's impoverished? Mexico has triple, depending on which statistics you look at, in some cases more, oil, gold, nickel, silver, copper, timber. It has volcanic soil. It has three growing seasons, not two like the South or one like the North here in the U.S. I mean, it is a Garden of Eden. But they have a private banking cartel. It's tied in with the big central banks in the U.S. and England and Europe. And every decade or so, they just devalue the currency. The bankers go out while the money still has value and buy up real assets. Then they announce it's worthless, implode the economy, and use the real assets they've piled up to buy up what's left of it. They don't let the general public own land. People who've been ancestrally on land for hundreds, if not thousands of years, are kicked off. Down in Mexico, I was reading an article about it a few years ago. They just announced in hundreds of fishing villages that, oh, you know what? The fisheries department of the federal government of Mexico has said no more fishing. And they're on these little bitty rickety boats. Sometimes they go out 10, 20, 30 miles in these tiny boats. They catch fish. They bring them in. They try to feed their family. And then in big fishing cartels, big multinational conglomerates, the Japanese and others, they just come in and pay off the Mexican government. The Mexican government just says, you know what? You can't fish anymore. So I've been down to Yucatan. I've been all over Mexico, the Pacific side, the West side. And you'd go down there 15, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, you would see little fishing boats everywhere. Well, guess what? I took a week off of my family. I went down to Yucatan for a week. And you didn't see one fishing boat. And I'd read they were shutting down all the fishing boats. So I started talking to locals, and they said, oh, yeah, no, fishing is now banned for the locals. See, that's the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what they're doing with the animal ID and the premises ID and everything. So what are these poor people in Mexico going to do? They are kicked off their cornfields. They're kicked off their fishing villages. They had the machete wars 100 and something years ago in Mexico, where the indigenous people had to fight to get some rights. And now they've been disarmed, so what are they going to do? But just imagine the government says, you know what, no more fishing. And then all you see is big industrial trawlers out there with drag nets dragging the bottom. That's what sustainability means. Sustainability means giant factory ships the size of aircraft carriers can run around scooping up everything, killing everything in its path, throwing 90% of it or more overboard, dead. That's going to happen. That's what sustainability means. It means destroying the environment. Meanwhile, little bitty fishermen can't go out in their 20-foot wooden boats and catch fish and come back and sell it to locals and live. So that's how the New World Order operates. They don't care about your economy. They don't care about our paychecks. They don't care about our lives. They don't care about anything except squeezing you and controlling you and dominating you 110%. That's why they're in power, because they're selfish. They like to be selfish. They like to see you poor. They like to see you destitute. They openly brag in hundreds of CFR and Trilateral Commission and Club of Rome documents, and I've heard it all over NPR, and it's taught in the colleges, you know, austerity. It's so wonderful, you know, to be poor. All the policies against the third world are to set this up. When we come back, I'm going to get into Gardasil killing a bunch of people. It's now mainstream news. Of course, we told you 2 years ago, before it was even approved, that in trials it was killing hundreds of people just out of the thousands that had taken it. But a lot of you didn't listen, or a lot of you didn't warn people, and so folks are dying. Stay with us.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tracked us down.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Williams coming up. Dr. Corsi, Jerome Corsi, and Representative Matt Shea. Okay, so in a nutshell, 2 years ago they were doing trials of Gardasil, the cancer virus that they've altered the genetics of. They injected it into the body. It was causing massive autoimmune responses in the thousands of people they tried it on. There were hundreds and hundreds of cases in their own trials of people almost dying, having seizures, having sores form all over their bodies, people being in wheelchairs to this day, and folks dying. Quite a few died. But because they were running the trials, they basically tried to cover that up, but it did come out in medical publications. Then we read the insert of the drug, of the vaccine, and it said that it didn't even protect you from the virus, that they thought it might protect you. And then, of course, it was admitted that only a few thousand women a year die of the cervical cancer associated with the virus. But it didn't matter. There were all these giant PR TV ads saying it'll cure cancer, you won't get cancer, and women all over were thinking that you didn't get any type of cancer if you took this shot. The ads were very ambiguous. It was like, I'm one less you'll be getting it. And so it just boggled the mind to see this happening. And then people said, why has Governor Perry said it's mandatory? Well, the media lied and said that that meant that it was the law that all girls ages 11 and 12 had to take it. Some others lined up by the tens of thousands in Texas saying, it's the law, I've got to do it. No, he just said it was on the recommended list for the state health department to then put it on the recommended list for girls to go to school. But it's recommended. There's a waiver. Why do you need a waiver for something that isn't even the law? The waiver isn't even needed. You just need to challenge it and say no. And so they have now administered it to millions of people, and the carnage is incredible. Now, I want to analyze this CBS News piece because it sounds like, ooh, it's so truthful. They tell you about a couple deaths when we know it's in the hundreds. Last time I checked, thousands of adverse reactions. And then they compare it to another vaccine that, oh, look, this one only had, you know, 2,000-something people that almost died or got sick, and Gardasil has three times as many. So it's spin within spin within spin. Now, why did they have the governor come out? Because when a governor puts it on the list of state-mandated vaccines, Then the federal law kicks in for the vaccine damage fund. That's several billion dollars of taxpayer money that quietly pays out all these lawsuits. So they knew they had a drug. They knew they had a vaccine that was killing people. They knew that in the trials. They knew it was going to kill people. They knew it was going to maim people. So they had a governor who they've contributed to in much of the state legislature. And a lot of other states followed suit because they bought them off. To say that this was mandatory. So again, lie within lie within lie within lie within lie within lie within lie. Now listen to these poor women. Oh, I just thought it was the right thing to do for my daughter, and now she's dead. We have this posted up on Infowars.com, and you look at these poor little girls that are dead, or poor little girls that can't walk now, and they're like, how could the vaccine company do this knowing? Well, I mean, how did Bayer Pharmaceutical in the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, and several other countries ship out over a million factor VIII injections, which is the clotting agent removed from in huge factory vats of, quote, donated blood? Red Cross is a business, folks. Most of it doesn't go to, quote, help people that need blood in car wrecks. They're selling the blood. And that's why they don't test for HIV or hepatitis. They still don't in a lot of cases. It's all mixed in giant vats. Then they create factor VIII. And the internal documents came out in the lawsuits and even was even on MSNBC. And we even had Pap Antonio, the lawyer that sued and won. And there were the documents with the Bayer Pharmaceutical head saying, oh, yeah, we know this will kill everybody that takes it. Yeah, we know it's full of HIV and hepatitis. We're going to ship it. People think those cold-hearted bastards, they did that for money. They didn't do that for money. They did that for eugenics. This is their mission. They don't just do it cold-heartedly for money. They're owned by the big banks that print the money. They do it because they want your butt dead. They've got some thing against hemophiliacs. Hitler first went after hemophiliacs and then Down syndrome and others. And they would euthanize them, take them to homes, and then the parents would get a letter. Social workers would take the children, and they get a letter a few months later saying, oh, your child died. They'd kill them in the facilities. So when we come back, I'm going to play this. See, Merck knows what the Gardasil does. This is a eugenics organization. Bayer knows. This is real. This is happening. But you're going to buy the hype still. You're going to inject your daughter, and she's going to die. Now they're coming for your boys. And as they introduce more and more, quote, vaccines that are really genetic engineering, DNA-altering systems, they are testing how to cover it up in the media, how to spin it, how to control the watchdog groups that pop up to fight it. They've been testing soft kill weapons in Africa, Latin America, Asia, and now the soft kill's coming here. And what is Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation trying to do? Engineer mosquitoes where you, even if you don't want to take vaccines, the mosquitoes bite you and deliver it. They want to engineer it into potatoes. They want to engineer it into tomatoes, into other plants, into grain, where there's no way to get around all of this. Now, let's go ahead and play part of the CBS piece, and we're going to break it down piece by piece. Here it is.
Abby Swank was a straight-A student and cheerleader. That's her near the center. But that was before she became very ill.
One way. Gardasil.
Following the standard dose of three Gardasil vaccinations.
We're like, we're going to go get it because we felt like almost pressured by the commercials.
Gabby got sicker after each shot.
Hit pause. Back it up a little bit. See, that's what's so sick about this hype society. They can train you to have an iPod or an iPhone or a certain type of tennis shoes or a certain Barbie doll or a certain clothes. And then that gets in your head. You've got to do everything else everybody else is doing. That's what peer pressure is about. I'm one less. It'll be getting cancer. Knowing the public's dumbed down and doesn't know what's going on. Besides, it's the law. You have to take it. And you hear him. I felt pressured. So she took the shots that cost $900 for all three. Paying to have the biological weapon introduced into your body. Here it is. That doesn't even, back it up, that doesn't even protect you from the virus. Here we go.
got sicker after each shot, progressing to seizures, strokes, and heart problems. It was her neurologist who suspected Gardasil was to blame.
I think that there are too many people having serious long-term side effects.
Last fall, the government concluded there's no link between Gardasil and serious adverse events like Gabby's. But a new analysis...
Let's stop right there. Yeah, the most common thing they get, most people that take it have a huge autoimmune response and all the organs swell up, including the brain. And that's what causes a lot of the brain damage, not just the mercury in shots, because the vaccines are meant and they have chemicals added to them to cause an autoimmune response. So you have a violent allergic response in the body to them. But notice the Food and Drug Administration, they say it's fine. They're the same ones that for decades said melamine attacked all the organs and attacked the kidneys and was very bad for babies and it's killing thousands right now in China. But it turns out that most U.S. products have it. 90%+ of baby formula, Associated Press on study. Over 90% have melamine, the plastic, liquid plastic. And so what do they say? They just go, you know what? We've decided it isn't bad for you. Turns out that half your corn syrup products have high levels of mercury. They go, you know what? We decided mercury's no longer bad for you and put out news announcements. Hey, we've got a study, the Journal of Pediatrics, put out by the federal government that says mercury actually helps your brain. Well, there you go. So all these people are dying and getting sick, and all these doctors are saying it's the Gardasil, but they don't care. They just go, nope, the FDA says it's good. You understand how cold-blooded this is? The FDA grew right out of the eugenics office right here in the United States. Back that up a little bit and keep playing it.
But a new analysis calls that finding into question. The National Vaccine Information Center, a private vaccine safety group, compared Gardasil adverse events to another vaccine, one also given to young people but for meningitis. Gardasil had triple the number of ER visits, 5,000. Reports of side effects were up to 30 times higher.
We would never have gotten the shot. And she'd be here to hug.
Emily Tarcell's daughter, Chris, died 3 weeks after her third Gardasil shot, one of 29 fatalities reported in 2 years.
Stop right there. Back it up again. I want people to hear that. And I'll bet you my pinky. In fact, I'm going to get all these people set up for the show. We've had other mothers whose children have died from it or barely survived or had whole parts of their body rot off when they have the injection. And even when they go back to the hospital or back to the doctor and they've got huge rot holes and bleeding blood coming out, they can't walk, they go, it's not the injection. Take the second dose. Ah, take the third. I bet you $1 million. When I get these people on, they're going to say, oh, no, my daughter got sick and begged, but the doctor said it was fine. Mommy, no. Mommy, no. The government says, sweetie cake. The government loves us. So does Obama. Here, let's go ahead and play the rest of it.
We would never have gotten the shot. And she'd be here to hug.
Emily Tarcell's daughter, Chris, died 3 weeks after her third Gardasil shot, one of 29 fatalities reported in 2 years.
Now we know from this report that there are more reactions and deaths associated with Gardasil than with another vaccine given in the same age group. It's irresponsible not to take action.
Merck, the FDA, and CDC question the value of the new analysis, say they continue to review the data.
Stop right there. The FDA, the guys that oversaw the federal government marching U.S. troops into chambers and nerve gassing them to death, spraying U.S. cities with bacteria, chemical biological agents, thousands of declassified times, the black men and syphilis studies, on and on and on, the same folks sterilizing the Native Americans on reservations. Oh. Again, the government. Let's go. They say it's fine. Oh, well, you died. Well, that's wrong. It's good for you. Death is good. Here we go.
Say they continue to review the data. Gardasil remains safe and effective, and its benefits outweigh the risks. Those who believe the vaccine hurt them aren't convinced. Gabby isn't cheering anymore and is too sick to even attend school.
I struggle with guilt a lot because I made the choice to get the shot for her.
Meantime, Merck has asked the FDA to approve Gardasil for boys who can pass on the cancer-causing virus to girls, meaning the number of people getting Gardasil may double. Cheryl Atkinson, CBS News, Washington.
And the boys will die and get sick, and they'll just have newscast about it and do nothing. And the schools are now saying, you must take the shot or we're going to expel you. It's the law. And there is no law. How do they then arrest you? They kick you out criminally, triggering truancy laws. And I've had state attorneys on who'll giggle and say, yeah, I don't vaccinate my own kids, but don't you see those thousands lined up for the forced inoculations? Now, you can decide to wake up to this and say no, or you can decide just to go quietly into the night. But they know you're getting wise to vaccines. That's why there's all these PR ads telling you how great vaccines are. Don't listen to conspiracy theories, the medical reports. And there's all these ads about how great corn syrup is for you and how it's a conspiracy theory to say it's not wonderful. And there's all these ads telling you, you know, the tap water's safe to drink. Don't believe the evil conspiracy theorists. They're doing that because we're kicking their butt. And that's with this radio show that only reaches a few million people. The films reach tens of millions every week. Viral on the web, thanks to you spreading the word. But imagine if I had 22 million listeners like Rush Limbaugh. Instead of him making fun of dumb liberals and all the left-right paradigm and acting like Obama really runs anything. And imagine if Limbaugh got up on air and spoke out against Gardasil. People would stop using it. That many listeners spreading the word. If he told his audience to be active, to be involved. But he brags that he never calls his audience to action. Unless it was that ruse Operation Chaos he ran. That was a government operation. That's why I want to reach more people. I burn with desire to warn people. I burn with desire to bring these big eugenics companies to justice. Because I know that this is only the beginning with these people. They are going to give us nowhere to run. They have got us backed up in a corner. And I want to ask all the FBI and police and military people that think they're serving the system, that think they're part of the New World Order. Do you get a memo telling you not to shoot your daughters and sons up with Gardasil? You know, does the establishment tell you not to drink tap water full of all the chemicals and poisons? You know, does the establishment that claims it loves you so much, you know, I mean, if you're really part of this establishment, because, you know, the elites all protect themselves from this stuff. I mean, you really think it's you against us and that you're on the winning team. You're not on any winning team. You're with the people, whether you like it or know it, whether you admit it to yourself. And the question is, are you going to do anything about it? And that little tried and true psychological rationale of, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist, that isn't going to cut it, Bubba. You think I can go on air and say that Merck knows this was killing people and still got it approved and forced on the public, and that if I was lying, I wouldn't be sued? You think I can get up here and say that Bayer knowingly shipped out over 100 million injections of Factor VIII, knowing it was going to kill everybody that took it? I mean, I've got the cases. I've got it on record. I've got the news articles. But see, you'll just say it's not true. No, that couldn't be happening. Oh, no, it's not that bad. Yeah, it's that bad. Okay, that's who you work for. And this is such a joke. If good people in the system who just rationalize all this would wake up and say no and get involved, we could turn this around overnight. But instead, much of the public still lives in denial. And, you know, it's not just all on people in the constabulary, people in the power structure, the minions out there. It's up to the general public, all these know-it-all arrogant yuppies who laugh and giggle at me in the past. And they'd laugh and giggle 5 years ago and I'd tell them they were going to implode the subprime mortgage and create a global banking crisis and cut off liquidity and create a second depression. And you laughed and giggled. We were just covering their own IMF World Bank documents 6-7 years ago, actually. You could have stopped it. You could have turned it around. But it was too much fun just to watch your football games and act cool and go to the gym and go, you know, relax and just, oh, those guys saying there's corrupt people in control that have bad agendas for humanity. Oh, that's not true. Come on, man. The government isn't staging terror attacks. Oh, really? I have all these declassified admissions of where they've done it. Oh, no, you don't. Shut up. It is very, very late in the game. And I don't pretend to have all the solutions. All I know is getting angry, getting focused, getting informed, and waking others up is the key. And then all of us picking issues to be involved with, going out, informing others, saying no to the power structure, no to the system. People are always asking me, what are solutions to the New World Order? Here's a good one. Take over our state governments through the legal system, through the electoral process, and have them say no to the New World Order. And now that's happening. And I told you then they're going to move against the states. The globalists know where the dangers are. A lot of times I know where their weak points are by looking at their defenses. NORTHCOM, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the new orders by Obama. It's all about federalizing the states, federalizing the National Guard completely. And it states that the governors will serve at the pleasure of the president under NORTHCOM during emergencies and will be dual-hatted federal officers. They just announce the governors are feds, and if the governors don't play ball, they're rendered impotent and aren't in control of the state military forces. See, we know the enemy's weak points by their defenses. Where are they defending? Where are they focused? What are they busy doing? Federalizing your local communities. I mean, there are troops in plain clothes for at least 20 years in every city and every town just walking in and saying, the Army is calling on you during national security crises to work with us. We want to give you a liaison officer. We want to place officers in your department who will liaison with us, who are dual officers. This is, we need you to sign national security letters, and here's $50,000. Well, what is this? Well, this is national security. We're just asking you to take this money. Use it for whatever you like. But is this a bribe? No, no, no. Hire a private secretary, because we know you doing these duties for us is, you know, this is just an extra paycheck, but this is so secret that you can't tell anybody about it, and it can't be on record. And if you'd like additional money, there's some things you can do. And they find out who's corrupt, who will deal narcotics with them, who will help set up the FEMA camps, and they also find out who's good, like Chief of Police of San Antonio, when they were going around to the mayor and the fire chief and others with huge bags with hundreds of thousands of dollars buying people off, he went public. And they went in and got him removed very quickly. The SWAT team commander here in Austin wouldn't go along with it. Lieutenant Beck guaranteed they had his phone surveilled. He called me up and said, how'd you know about this? You know, this is real. Come to my office. He had the Delta Force card. He said, what is going on? Who do you work for? How do you know about this? He thought I was with some secret agency trying to. I said, I'm with the American people. I'm with the Constitution. I'm with the Republic. We're here to help. And, of course, then they dug up some way to, you know, kick him off the force. I mean, this guy couldn't believe that a private citizen had learned about this and had warned him, because he laughed at me 6 months before. And I said, Delta Force will be here soon. But it's not just Delta Force. It's hundreds of auxiliary groups, private contractors with national security powers under InfraGuard. They have 007 license to kill powers. InfraGuard's now admitted in the news. They have license to kill. I kept saying 26,000. They now doubled that number to close to 60,000. InfraGuard, executives, people in key infrastructure positions, armed with orders to kill, license to kill. They're all around you. And now Obama has announced that they are openly going to have the preachers be the local gun confiscating enforcers, environmental enforcers, local spies training you to go into the camps if they see fit. Now, we have the secret FEMA documents a year and a half after we broke it. It became mainstream news. Now at whitehouse.gov, you click on the briefing room, you click on the blog. It's the third link down, the White House blog, Working with Faith. And it's all right there. They're moving. They're moving against us right now. A huge covert criminal operation. Now you say, oh, the military won't go along with that. They've been testing the military, the tens of millions that have gone through its ranks in the last 20 years, and they've pulled out of it the 24% on average that is evil, and they have now built a secret army out of them. We're going to get any new developments from Lindsey Williams on the economy coming up in the next hour. Take your phone calls for him at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers today. Let's do first-time callers today only, 800-259-9231. Give them a chance to call in. Now, the National Security Council, they've been preparing this for a long time. That's what Homeland Security had already set up, is openly taking over every major federal agency. Congress basically will have no oversight over what they're doing. We're going to go over that report as well today. I want to get into some of the economic news before Lindsey Williams joins us. That dovetails into what he'll be covering. But before I do that, I'm glad to see that folks are very excited about this film, getting a lot of folks ordering it. Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 3, just came out last week. And we have it discounted out of the gates at Infowars.com. Eye of the Phoenix is the third volume in the Secret Mystery series, unfolding the hidden layers of America's beginnings. Part 3 explores more on the founding of America with a focus on the history of the dollar bill, just the occultic symbol there. What is the meaning of its symbols? How was the great seal of the United States designed? And how did it end up on America's currency, the all-seeing eye? Is the great seal truly a Masonic emblem, as it is often believed? And why do certain Freemasons deny it? Learn the answers to these questions and many others, including the mystery surrounding Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his vice president, Henry Wallace. Both men were high-level Freemasons who chose to put the great seal on the back of the dollar bill. But what was their reason for doing so? And how did the famed artist and Russian mystic Nicholas Roerich influenced them? What was FDR's New Deal dollar supposed to symbolize, and what role did Masonic philosopher Manly P. Hall play in the final design for the unfinished pyramid? Mystics claim that the face of George Washington is surrounded by the Greek omega symbol, often signifying the end. But what is the end? What end was in view? The end of the world, or the end of a former age that would lead to a new? Meanwhile, Nicholas Roerich traveled the world searching for evidence of the coming Christ. But what Christ was he seeking for? Follow this incredible journey as Eye of the Phoenix pushes the envelope into what the Bible calls the end of all things. The Eye of the Phoenix, available at Infowars.com right now or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We've got a lot of new books and videos, by the way, on the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com, where you can call and ask what the new titles are, any of the combos or specials we offer. And as always, more than ever, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement needs to be seen. If you don't have it on DVD, no library is even near complete without it. Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies. We have the new Infowars.com ball caps, Tyranny Response Team ball caps, a lot of other ways. Great ways to meet like-minded people. You just walk around in the mall wearing this, or walk around with a Tyranny Response Team shirt or ball cap. Walk down the street, you'll meet like-minded people quickly. Or a lot of folks will ask, what's that mean? And it's a great way to strike up a conversation. It's all about networking, all about spreading the word. The people are more ready now to wake up than they've ever been before. Oh, and by the way, today is the last day to get 5+ months free at prisonplanet.tv. All of my films, the live simulcast we do for 2 hours every day during the live radio show. The radio show becomes a TV show, complete with video clips, documents, you name it. Then that's archived each day for folks. All my films, special reports, extras from films that aren't on the DVDs, prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day. If you get a monthly trial membership or get a yearly membership right now and get 5.3 months absolutely free, today is the last day, prisonplanet.tv. And all of that goes to support this operation as we go into these critical times as they try to bring in the New World Order, New Age system. We are fighting it harder than ever and fighting the deception. Infowars.com, prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Lindsey Williams coming up in the next segment to give us an update on his predictions and other developments. Then Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us. Get into the latest on Obama. Representative Matt Scheer will be joining us about more and more states to declare sovereignty against the New World Order here in the United States. So that is coming up, and your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. And I want to give first-time callers a chance today, so please, only first-time callers. I won't get too mad at you if you call in with some vital information, but I really want to give folks a chance to get in on the lines. U.S. taxpayers risk $9.7 trillion on bailouts as Senate votes. The stimulus package the U.S. Congress is completing would raise the government's commitment to solving the financial crisis, which the banks engineered, I would add, to $9.7 trillion, enough to pay off more than 90% of the nation's home mortgages. Now think about that. See, most of this money is going offshore. Only $1 trillion of this is supposedly a domestic stimulus, and most of that goes to cronies and corporations and its corporate welfare and more federal control and more unfunded mandates where they give you a tiny amount and then most of it's unfunded. The Federal Reserve, Treasury Department, and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation have lent or spent $3 trillion over the last 2 years and pledged to provide up to $5.7 trillion more if needed. The total already tapped has decreased about 1% since November, mostly because foreign central banks are using fewer dollars in currency exchange agreements called swaps. The Senate is to vote early this week on a stimulus package totaling at least $780 billion, they're talking about $1 trillion, that President Barack Obama says is needed to avert a deeper recession. That measure would need to be reconciled with the $819 billion plan the House approved last month. Now think about that. $9.7 trillion would pay off 90-plus percent. Pay off more than 90% of the nation's home mortgages, according to Bloomberg, economist. They tell you the problem's the subprime mortgages. That is not the problem. It's only one sector of the derivatives bubble, the crap paper bubble, where they took the bad loans and packaged them as securities and sold them and sold them and sold them and then resold them. And there's all these other derivatives. The homes are actually a small sector in that. Now the credit card bubble's coming due. The corporate debt bubble's coming due. The commercial real estate bubble is beginning to implode. The condo rental bubble is beginning to implode. We haven't even entered the serious crises. I kept saying 500,000 jobs were lost. They're now saying 600,000 jobs are being lost a month. A month. That's more than 6 million jobs to be lost this year alone. Do the math, it's 7 million or more. And that's with Cook numbers. And Obama's going to spend $1 trillion and then pay interest on it, so it's really $3 trillion, to the banks. So the private Federal Reserve gives the money, and won't say where it went, but they admit to banks. Then the government borrows the money back from them to, quote, create or save, that's a little spin there, 3 million jobs. Over the next 4 years, when we're going to lose over 7 million jobs, and these are paid for with tax money. And now they admit the police are writing more tickets than ever. They're running more checkpoints than ever. They're erecting all sorts of new state taxes all over the place. Right here in Texas, they've created 4 or 5 new taxes I know of as a business owner. New taxing authorities popping up, franchise taxes, business taxes, basically state income tax on producers. New York's passed 80-something new taxes on everything you can imagine in the first month of this year. All these other states are passing taxes, squeezing and squeezing and squeezing and squeezing and squeezing. We'll come back, talk to Lindsey Williams, get into more economic news, and take your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWars.com resistance. This is the tip of the spear.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, all these world leaders and top economists are saying there's going to be rioting and war in the streets worldwide. They're trying to introduce that idea to scare the public so the public goes along with troops on the streets. Over a decade ago, we made films telling you they were going to do this. This is how they do it in every other nation. Also, I've got just incredible police state news. 16 illegals sue Arizona rancher. An Arizona man who's waged a 10-year campaign to stop a flood of illegal immigrants from crossing his property is being sued by 16 Mexican nationals who accuse him of conspiring to violate their civil rights when he stopped them at gunpoint on his ranch on the U.S.-Mexico border. And they've burned down things. They've attacked things, you know, different groups. Roger Barnett, we've interviewed him years ago, we're going to get him back on, began rounding up illegal aliens in 98, turning them over to the U.S. Border Patrol, he said, after they destroyed his property, killed his calves, and broke into his home. I mean, every few weeks I read where in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, where it'll say 14 homes were burned last night in arson, and it comes out that it was illegal aliens. By the way, my dad for Christmas gave me a famous documents book. I meant to bring it in today. I hadn't opened it since he gave it to me at Christmas. It's got the Declaration of Independence and the Louisiana Purchase and, you know, just hundreds of famous documents in it and little write-ups by each one. And I saw the famous telegram by the German chancellor that got intercepted by British intelligence where he was ordering the Mexican government to attack the United States. And they did attack in the plan of San Diego in one town, killed 23 people in one night. And that's why we went into World War I. It was not the sinking of the Lusitania. And here's this mainline history book admitting it. But I tell people about this, and they just don't believe it. They don't know about history. Why we got into World War I was because Mexico launched a sneak attack with German funding. Why Germany, when Spain fell, took over Mexico, and the Austrian-Hungarian Empire ran it for 40 years. They would send their princes, and they would have crown princes of the German royal family running it, which is, of course, cousins to the Queen of England, who are cousins to the Queen of the Netherlands. See, it never ends, ladies and gentlemen. It never ends, all the connections. The more you study history, the more you know. So we've got that coming up. Also, property seizures seen as piracy. I'm always talking about this. Louisiana, Texas, but now the whole country's bad with asset forfeiture seizure. No drugs, nothing found illegal. They'll even steal your car. The Dallas police were caught with tens of thousands of people planting fake cocaine in their cars to steal them. Officers even took them for themselves. That's been all over Dallas news. But this is two-decade-old state law that grants authorities the power. What about servants the power? Why do they call them authorities? To seize property used in criminals is wielded by some agencies against people who never are even charged, much less convicted of criminal activity. And it says that in one town alone, in 2006, 2008, 140 motorists were robbed at gunpoint by police. They just say, give us the watch, give us the wallet. That's like Mexico. I was talking to one of my friends who took his fiance, what city down on the coast of Mexico? That's why I'll never be going back, because it is like this now. Just a couple hours away from Texas, fly down there for $200, $100. You know, get some sun, go swimming in the Caribbean, can't do it. Because now, before they would keep the Mexican police, the federales and troops, from coming into the resorts and shaking you down. But a few years ago, I went down there to see some pyramids, and they stopped the tour bus, and they had to pay off army soldiers with machine guns at a checkpoint. And the guy came back on the bus and said, can I have tips? I had to pay him $100 to let us keep driving. This was a big tour bus. They were stopping every tour bus. I saw them stopping others. Well, now that's how America is. The government is so corrupt and so evil, folks. This is happening all over the place. Okay? Houston, Dallas, Tulia, Texas. They arrested 56 black people, no drugs, no criminal record, and put them in the local prison. They were convicted and put in the prison, and it came out it was all staged. This is how bad it is. All right, I'm going to shut up about this and get into it later. But the stack just continues with police state news. The government is bankrupt. We're becoming just like Mexico or North Korea. All right, for the rest of the hour, we have Lindsey Williams with us. We're going to open the phones up for him. Lindsey Williams, 3 months before gas prices began plunging precipitously, they were up at $147, $149 a barrel. Some places it had $150 in oil futures, but that was the height. He predicted exactly $150 a barrel oil within 6 months. It happened within 4 months of him saying it, within 3 months of him saying it. Three and a half to be technical. He'd even privately told Dr. Stan Monteith a month and a half before he went public that this was going to happen, and Monteith's on record. But then he, months before it unfolded, went public here on this show. No one could have believed it. And that's because he was a chaplain for several years working on one of the slopes of Alaska oil where they found these giant mega finds as big as Saudi Arabia, and they were tapped off and sealed, and that's now come out in Congress. That, too, has been confirmed. So it's so important, the information he has. I thought we'd have him back on to go back over that threatening conversation he got where they said, pull your old video about how we rigged the price of oil and about how there's actually plenty of oil. And I think it's good for you to leave the country or something bad's going to happen to you and your family. But you are allowed to tell the public that we're going to do this. So the bigger question for him, why does he think he was told all this? Pastor Lindsey Williams, it's great to have you back on with us.
Thank you, Alex, for allowing me to be on InfoWars this morning at a time when the price of crude oil has remained below $50 a barrel, exactly as I was told by one of the individuals who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors with the elite. And I had the privilege of breaking this information on July the 28th back on your program, and now it's taking place exactly like they said, because last week, OPEC financial oil ministers met, and afterwards they came out with a statement that, my goodness, it almost sent cold chills up and down my spine, because I'm seeing everything that the elite told me 6 months ago was going to take place exactly as they said. OPEC financial oil ministers said, within the past 4 months, OPEC oil-producing countries have lost $2.5 trillion. Now, folks, please, I beg of you, this is not billion. They said $2.5 trillion has been lost by OPEC oil producing ministers.
And Lindsey Williams, let's explain. You said in July that it was going to drop from 147 when you made the announcement. It had been as high as 149 to below 50. That happened exactly as you said. They told you why they were doing this, to implode the world financial system so the bankers can criminally consolidate. They want a fire sale, and exactly what you said is now all over the news. The Saudis and other big oil producers were leveraged. They were in derivatives, just like the general public, and now they're in crisis, losing trillions.
They had it planned a year and a half, I know at least 6 months in advance. The elite of the world had every bit of this plan. You know, Alex, please let me punctuate to every person in your listening audience today. Folks, believe everything you are hearing Alex Jones say on his show every single day. I had the privilege of living with the elite of the world for 3 years' time. I won't go into that story this morning. You'll hear it some other place if you'd like. But please, everything Alex is saying is true. And then this individual said to me, and Alex, you'll remember me telling this on your show on July the 28th. I said, why are you doing this? And this individual, whom I'd not seen for 25 years, but he called me on the carpet. And he said, Chaplain Williams, we're doing this for the purpose of bankrupting the OPEC oil countries. And everybody said, no way in this world. That cannot possibly happen. Now, OPEC is no longer buying the T-bills issued by the Treasury of the United States of America. As of last week, they aren't showing up anymore because they have lost 3/4 of their income in 4 months' time. And now, Alex, the punchline. Oh, my goodness. The Federal Reserve announced last week for the first time in the history of the United States of America that the Federal Reserve, which is no more an agency of the federal government than Federal Express is, They said, for the first time in history, we are going to begin buying T-bills. When I heard that, Alex, I was so startled. The average American thought, oh, my gracious, what difference does this make? It makes all the difference in the world. Because now the OPEC oil-producing countries of the world lost three-quarters of their income. They can't meet their own budgets. They aren't showing up to buy our T-bills, which pay off the interest on the national debt. And the Federal Reserve, for the first time in history, is having to try to save face for the American dollar by purchasing T-bills for the first time as of last week.
With fiat money that is extracted from us in taxes, that's the only value. So they're actually taking over the entire market, the buying and selling themselves. We get left holding the bill. This is unbelievable. And for those that don't understand, a lot of people are giggling, going, good, let's screw the Arabs, let's screw Venezuela. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is meant to implode the United States, and that's the main target, and that's exactly what they told you. This is going to wreck the United States.
9 months, 12 months from now, maximum 1 year from now, you are going to see a total collapse of the American dollar. Now, let me go into one or two other things I've never given on your show before, Alex, but I suspected this, and when this individual told me, here it's coming to pass. Put this down. Tax shortfall. All right, let's go to the gas pump. Gasoline was $4 to $5 a gallon. Now gasoline is $1.50 to $2 a gallon. Do you realize that the federal government and every state in the United States of America has lost three-quarters of its tax revenue?
Because only the income tax goes to the Federal Reserve. It's the other taxes that actually run the government.
Yes, and here the tax shortfall of three-quarters. Now, usually taxes don't show up for 3 or 4 months because it takes that long for the states to get them in, to calculate them, put them on the books. And now you've got about 30 more days before this three-fourths tax shortfall shows up in the state ledgers and the federal government. Alex, we have got one of the most catastrophic revelations coming to the American people.
Stay there. Stay there, Lindsey Williams. Lindsey Williams, stay there. What's going to happen when they're doing record spending but don't have the tax receipts? National sales tax, satellite tracker boxes in all cars to tax you. Nationalization of major companies. Lindsey Williams is our guest. Stay with us.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns. All right, let's go ahead and go back to Lindsey Williams. Okay, Lindsey, so gas receipts are way down. This domino effect continues, but the government is spending at record pace, stealing most of the money to the offshore banks, who then loan the money right back to us at interest. Please continue.
Oil-producing countries have lost three-fourths of their income in 4 months' time. $2.5 trillion has already been lost. Now we go to the gas pump in the United States of America. We've gone from $4 to $5 a gallon to $1.50 a gallon. 30 days from now, the chickens are coming home to roost, Alex, and it is going to be so devastating. You think California, Michigan, other states are in trouble right now. You haven't seen anything until their ledgers show three-fourths of their income from the gas pump falling in the past 4 months' time. Now, this means roads, construction, maintenance, bridges, all of those things you ride on back and forth to work and take a trip on, the highways. They've lost three-fourths of their tax shortfall with three-fourths of their income in 4 months' time. I mean, Alex, this is going to be so devastating to the American economy. You think that the housing problem was great. You think the banking problem is great. Just wait till the states begin declaring bankruptcy. Now, this is not only the states. It's the federal government as well as the states. Alex, how do I say it to try to get people to understand that everything that the elite told me back in June, and I broke the story on your program in July, everything these people said has taken place exactly as I was told by one of them that it's going to happen. Therefore, you can expect everything else that they have planned for the future to take place exactly the same way, just like you tell it on your program, Alex.
It's just mind-boggling. And I mean, Lindsay, you laid all this out and exactly what you said came to pass. I watched the clip in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and the extras where Daniel Estulin says, I talked to two Bilderberg Group members that are our moles. This is 2006. We're in the bar. I'm interviewing him. And he's talking to Jim Tucker, and Jim's saying, okay, what do your sources say? And they said, well, they're going to pop the subprime mortgage to sucker everybody in to cause a global meltdown. But first, they're going to run fuel prices up to 150 to get everybody back into the stock market. And that was in 2006, and that happened just as he said. Because he was tied into the elite, you were tied into the top of the pyramid, and they really run things.
Dubai, beautiful five-star city. Never been a city built like it on the face of the earth. The tallest skyscraper ever in the history of the world. Here it is. Last week I was on the phone. Well, naturally, because of rubbing shoulders with these people over the past 30, 35 years, I come across many people and keep in touch with them. An individual said to me, he said, Chaplain, I have the concrete contract for the country of Dubai. He said they just canceled the concrete contract that they have with us with American Concrete Company to provide them the concrete for Dubai. He said the city is shut down. Now, Alex, do you remember back on July the 28th, one of the things I asked this individual who had called me, I said, what is going to happen to the Arab countries? He said, well, first of all, they're going into bankruptcy. I said, now, let me pin one of them down. That's the city of Dubai, that beautiful, new five-star city. I said, what's going to happen to it? He said, it's going to become a ghost town. Alex, it has happened exactly like this individual told it. They had it planned months in advance, and now as of last week, the country of Dubai has canceled its concrete contract with an American concrete company because they no longer have the funds to continue building on that beautiful five-star city.
And well, listen, take New York. All these big skyscrapers are building there. They've just stopped building them.
For sure. All right. Now, may I give a solution on your program today?
Sure.
Now, I mean, I'm not joking with you. This is not hearsay. I'm going to tell you where to go and get it. The United States Geological Service just issued this report the other day, and it was read before Congress by the Montana congressman. And, folks, I honestly am, I'm not joking with you now. There positively is a solution to everything that we've just talked about in the way of the falling gas prices, in the shortfalls, the Federal Reserve buying T-bills. We can do everything we need to do from our own soil because the U.S. Geological Service just issued western two-thirds of North Dakota, western South Dakota, extreme eastern Montana. You ready to write it down? I hope you have a pencil. Please, this down. The Bakken, B-A-K-K-E-N.
All right, stay there. We'll come back, Lindsay, and get specifically into this and then take phone calls for Lindsay Williams, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. This is the GCN Radio Network. We're always live here, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. They railed against the crown. They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down on a bloody war
for liberty.
Liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades. Free today.
Now is the time to reach out to your friends, your neighbors, your family in the spirit of 1776. The globalists are making their move to create a worldwide depression out of that crisis, create a worldwide bank that you will pay your carbon taxes to. We told you this for more than a decade. Now they've openly announced exactly what we said they would. We know their plan. We know their operation. And we're here talking about it and covering it and trying to warn the people every day. Before we go back to Lindsay Williams, I want to encourage you to visit InfoWars.com, the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart, and to not procrastinate, to get my films in high-quality DVD and the other films we carry, like Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 3, Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill, just out, and we're discounting it out of the gates. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism, Fabled Enemies, Truth Rising, Comprehensive annual financial reports exposed. My police state trilogy. It's all discounted. It's all available right now at InfoWars.com. Information is the key. And if people have knowledge, they will not be easily enslaved or perish. The people perish for lack of knowledge. So again, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. You can also write to us to get the books and films at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And today is the last day. We do a yearly special every year. I frankly just forgot about it. We were still running the special this month. Last month. It was supposed to end in early January. So today's the last day to get 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. And coming up in 25 minutes, we'll be simulcasting the last 2 hours live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the viewers out there. And I want to thank them for their support. Going back to Lindsay Williams. Okay, continue with the idea of the solution. One of the solution ideas you had, Lindsay.
There is no shortage of crude oil whatsoever. The only shortage is honesty in Washington, D.C., and we could solve the tax shortfalls. We could solve the financial. We could pay off one half, approximately, of the national debt. And here it is, right from the U.S. Geological Service, is called the Bakken, B-A-K-K-E-N, is the largest domestic oil discovery since Alaska's Prudhoe Bay. The Energy Information Administration, EIA, estimates it at 503 billion barrels of known oil on America's own soil in the north central part of the United States of America, at $107 a barrel. If only 10% of the known oil that they have found there is recovered, we're looking at a resource base worth more than $5.3 trillion. Alex, that's almost one half of the entire national debt. And Terry Johnson, the Montana legislative financial analyst, gave this to his congressman, and he read it before the Congress of the United States of America. It's in the congressional record, and he said, when I first briefed the legislators on this, you could practically see their jaws hit the floor, and they've done nothing about it. We could pay off one half of the national debt. We could solve the tax shortfalls. We could bring to America everything that they need from our own soil, from our own reserve, the Bakken. It's 8 times as much oil as Saudi Arabia, 18 times as much oil as Iraq, 21 times as much oil as Kuwait, 22 times as much oil as Iran, 500 times as much oil as Yemen. But, Alex, the startling part, the part that, oh, my goodness, I consider it a privilege to be able to give it to your listeners today. Within a matter of days after this was read before the Congress of the United States of America by the Montana legislator, the Congress took action to pass a bill, to attempt to pass a bill, to say no drilling in that area whatsoever. Alex, we have been so betrayed in Washington, D.C. Everything you've said on your program is true.
Well, we know by design that they, quote, want to get the economy moving, but they're hoarding all the money. The government going in and borrowing it, you know, they take our tax money, give it to the banks, and the government borrows it back from the very banks. And so that ensures that there's no liquidity out there. They want there to be no liquidity. They want the economy to stand still so it implodes so they can consolidate it. And they also know that the petrodollar was the only thing keeping things going, so they're now killing that. This is a master plan. What do they plan to get out of this? I mean, obviously things are going to implode. Any info from your inside source about how long they're going to keep the price down, how bad it's going to get, what it's going to look like as these states go bankrupt? You know, the globalists always have a solution to the crisis they create.
Yes, he told me exactly how long the price of crude oil was going to stay down here and the price of the gas pump. Folks, enjoy filling up that SUV. For at least, okay, here it is. He said the price of crude oil is going to stay below $50 a barrel for a lengthy period of time. And I gathered from what he said, for a year to a year and a half, the price is going to stay down here until they fulfill everything that they want in the bankruptcy of the oil-producing countries of the world, doing exactly what they want to do with the American economy. Okay, here are my predictions. Watch it now. First of all, at Christmas time, you saw deflation. 50-75% price drop. That's deflation. Within 9 months, maximum 1 year, you are going to see hyperinflation because the countries of the world get the message that the Federal Reserve is buying our T-bills which pays the interest on the national debt. They don't buy them anymore and use them as reserve currency. And as a result, you are going to see the American dollar totally collapse. Secondly, you are going to see tax shortfalls that are going to be so phenomenal. Three-fourths already of the tax income at the pump for the federal and the state government is gone. It's going to stay there for a year to a year and a half. 9 to 12 months from now, and here it is, based on what this gentleman told me, the man who called me and said everything that goes on behind closed doors, he knows what it is. 9 to 12 months from now, you are going to see a total collapse of the American dollar, Alex.
We've actually got a lot of IMF and World Bank people in the news today saying the dollar is going to collapse. Now, meanwhile, with those fiat dollars, the federal government's going to, quote, save the states with cash infusions. But with that will come total federalization of the states. And then if the states try to say no to national drafts and checkpoints and martial law and gun confiscation, the feds are planning to use NORTHCOM and the U.S. military, this is all in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, to physically take over the states. So states like New Hampshire are introducing bills like HCR 6, and this has got a good chance of passing. It says that they will basically pull out and declare sovereignty and are ordering the state police to resist and not follow federal orders if Article 1, establishing martial law, I'm reading from the bill here, establishing martial law or state emergency within one of the states comprising the United States of America without the consent of the legislature of that state. This is Civil War level, folks. Article 2, requiring involuntary servitude or government service other than a draft during a declared war or pursuant to or administrative to incarceration at due process of law. Article 3, requiring involuntary servitude or governmental service of persons under the age of 18 other than pursuant to or administrative to incarceration at due process of law. And by the way, they are now openly in the White House announcing the compulsory service, and they're running TV ads. Surrendering any power delegated or not delegated to any corporation or foreign government. That's what's happening. All our power is being handed over. Any act regarding religion, further limitations of freedom of speech, or further limitations on freedom of the press. Article 6, further infringements on the right to keep and bear arms, including prohibitions on the type of quantity of arms and ammunition, and that should any act of Congress become law or executive order, judicial order, be put into force, all powers previously delegated to the United States of America by the Constitution, the United States shall revert to the several states individually. And that's the 10th Amendment. Any further government of the United States of America shall require ratification of three-quarters of the states seeking to form a government of the United States of America and shall not be binding upon any states seeking to form such a government. So they're talking about pulling out of the unions, what that means, and similar legislation's introduced now in 10 states. It was 7. It's now 10. Lindsey Williams, the feds have the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, NORTHCOM, all talking about taking over states. They know this is one of our key escape valves. Again, this is not the states wanting to bring down the republic. This is offshore corporations bringing down the republic using the wicked doppelganger of the new corporate state in Washington that's a fraud to bring in international tyranny. Lindsey Williams.
What do the elite have to gain by this? You asked me that question a moment ago. Let me try to answer. Let's just take, for instance, the banking. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citibank, all of these, they were banks that operated on their own. Now, they're broke. They've had to go back to the Treasury of the United States of America over and over and over and over again for injections of funds. As a result, they basically have nationalized them. So what are they going to have? Number one, they will own the banking institutions of the United States of America. Secondly, real estate. You're 3 months behind on your mortgage payment. They come in and say, okay, you've been paying on that mortgage for 20 years' time. They repossess the house. Do they give you anything back? No. You've given them 20 years of you paying on that mortgage payment if you've paid for it that long. What do they give you? Nothing. So what did they get that house for? Nothing but a computer entry. It wasn't even a piece of paper.
And let me just add, they're also talking about if they'll let you keep your house, but you've got to voluntarily work as a slave in one of their programs, environmental land grabbing, gun grabbing. And of course, it is involuntary servitude because they're saying, do this or we'll take your house. Go ahead.
So what do they have to gain? First of all, they own all the banking institutions. They already do. Secondly, they'll own the majority of the real estate of the United States of America. Now, let's go down to mom-and-pop businesses. They take and choose. They pick and choose what they want. They, if they see one is successful, they merely buy it up out of the Treasury with so-called your tax money, which will never be paid by your great-great-great-grandchildren. And so they'll own the majority of the mom-and-pop tax businesses of the businesses of America. Now, what do they have to gain by doing what this individual told me back in June they were going to do? They have everything to gain by. They will own the majority of everything in the United States of America. And what did they get? The airlines and the railroads and the real estate and the banks for? They got it for nothing but a computer entry, and it is all to their advantage to do everything they're doing. Alex, you know, on a one-hour program, I can't even skim the surface. I mean, barely touch it. I don't know how to say this except to say, folks, I am so startled that all of this is taking place identically the way this individual told me. I have just finished preparing this week. This is the first week that both of them will go out. Two new, what I call, emergency updates. One is an hour and 30 minutes long. The other is 30 minutes long. I plead with you. Let me give you all of the background. Let me try to explain to you the Baltic Dry Index and how it's plunged at 93%. Do you even know what the Baltic Dry Index is? Did you happen to read the Dow Jones Newswires as to what's happening to Saudi Arabia? Do you have the slightest idea as to how much taxes there is on a gallon of gasoline? I mean, do you want the intricate in detail details of everything that they're doing, what they're going
to
do?
No, it's amazing information. It's amazing information. Give folks the number to call and get it.
The number is 800-321-2900. Emergency update. Two new presentations just prepared this week going out for the first time. If you want to get the one an hour and 30 minutes, one 30-minute hour long, 800-321-2900. Ask them and they'll give you all the details.
Okay, I want to go to some calls. We'll plug that again before you leave. If anybody missed it, we'll keep you 5 minutes in the next hour if you can do it before Dr. Joram Corsi joins us. Specifically here, during this crisis, during an implosion of society, when people are having to survive, they're not going to get too upset, at least on the surface, if they take over the old internet, convert it to Internet 2, and shut down most of the sites. They're not going to mind if a new war gets started. They're not going to mind as much if there's troops on the streets because there's rioting. Again, what has Rahm Emanuel been saying? We can't let this crisis go to waste. The White House Chief of Staff. We have their own documents. They are engineering this. Obama's just a puppet. All these poor people that thought he was the answer to George Bush, not knowing that it's a tag team, not knowing these are just front men. What are they going to do as they learn that all that's being given to them is doom?
Well, first of all, Alex, I lived with these people for 3 years. And there's one thing that I found out that they are scared to death of. And they must do something quick because so many Americans are waking up. There's only one thing I found that bothered them, and that is the masses of Americans waking up. And it's because of shows like the Alex Jones Show that they are waking up in mass. They must stop that before it goes any further than what it is right now. So whatever they have to do to accelerate their program, and this is the reason I produced these two emergency updates along with my Engine on Crisis DVD and so on. I have two DVDs and two CDs now. And the reason for this is because I feel that they have accelerated their program so rapidly because of so many Americans waking up through programs like yours, the Internet, and other things. They must do something right
now. No, I agree. They want to shut down the viral networking we're doing where we're connecting and exponentially growing. I think they're going to claim some terror attack on the web or something very, very soon, that their newspapers are imploding, their whole fraudulent system is being exposed. I agree. That's why I say people have hard copies of my films, have hard copies of Lindsey Williams' presentations, because we may have to go back. What brought down the Russians was fax machines, people the interfax, literally old-fashioned printing presses, photocopiers to get information out. We have to go low-tech and high-tech. Is that what you're saying, Lindsey?
Yes, we do. And we have to do exactly what you're doing, Alex. And you're right. You need hard copy in your hand. For instance, the other day, my son, he said, Daddy, let's go to YouTube and see what your DVDs are doing up there. You know, I check on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars from time to time. I couldn't believe it. This has never happened before. As of last week, And I say this very modestly and to the glory of God, because Lindsey Williams, I put on my britches just like you do every morning, Alex. Lindsey Williams, just ordinary everyday guy that by the providence of God met these people. And on YouTube, they've got under my latest DVD, Extreme. That means that there's so many hits on that DVD that they can't even handle them all. Now, that's because the American people are waking up because of programs like yours, Alex, and it is scaring the elite to death.
Absolutely, Lindsey. You're absolutely on target. I don't think they're going to get away with it. You know, they've set up this global system. They need a global crisis to bring in their, quote, global solution. But everybody's learning that it was the very same people saying they're our saviors that engineered all of this. So, and they're having the National Security Council take over the whole government and the federal agencies and admitting that Congress will have no authority over government. I mean, what if the military says no to all of this? What if they don't go along with this tyranny?
Well, they aren't going along too well. If you hear on my latest DVD, it was saying about what happened at Walmart the day after the election. And if you realize what's happened in the gun stores around America, they've literally wiped them clean. I mean, when you look at the hard, cool facts of everything that's taking place in America, Americans are waking up, and thank the Lord they are.
Amen. Stay there. We'll come back and take calls for Lindsey Williams. Stay with us.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed her out alone. Riders on.
Gonna take your phone calls for Lindsey Williams in this segment and the next.
There's a killer.
We're gonna go live at 8 after with Dr. Jerome Corsi. The latest on Obama. And take your phone calls in as well.
Let your children play.
Walter in Mass, you are on the air. Welcome.
How's it going?
Well, we're watching the New World Order in its total global takeover with using economic warfare and then backing it up with military force through NORTHCOM.
Yeah, I understand fully. It was because of friends like GirlOnTop.com, Karen DiBiase told me. I understood right off the bat, totally. And I got on my horse, and I ran and rode that horse and told everybody, emails, faxes, by word of mouth, you name it, I did it.
Well, good. What's going on? Do you have a question for our guest?
Sure. Since you're talking about money, how's the governor of Massachusetts getting away trying to steal tax money from New Hampshire? That's against the Constitution.
Oh, my gracious, we're going to see some things with this tax shortfall of three-fourths from the gas pump. Governors and heads of state and even in the federal government are going to become so desperate in the next 30 days. Now, watch this. This is a prediction based on what this individual told me. That I broke the story on Alex Show back on July the 28th, you are going to see tax shortfalls that are so great until the federal and state, within the next 30 days, when their ledgers show it, are going to become desperate.
Well, like Alex Jones said, there's no deficits. I seen the financial report video. It was, 10 to 20?
But see, that money was taken offshore. Then they ran the derivative scam to claim it was all destroyed. But they kept it. While it still had value, they fenced it into real infrastructure and commodities. Thank you, Walter. Kyle in Mass, another caller from Mass. Go ahead, Kyle.
This is Kyle from Oregon, sorry.
Okay, well, it says Mass on my screen. Sorry about that.
Oh,
go ahead.
No problem. Thanks for all your information about Gardasil. I've been trying to tell my girlfriend about it forever, but she's on her last shot, and it's just really scary hearing all this new stuff come out.
But, well, you can show her CBS News showing it's killing people.
I'm going to, but she's pretty compartmentalized. She works for SIGA, who makes ST-246, the smallpox vaccine. So she's pretty into the eugenics, but she doesn't really know it yet, you know. But anyways, I wanted to talk about, to your guest, Lindsey Williams, thanks for all the great information. You've been so consistent forever. Where do you see the college bubble going? because I heard Gerald Celente talk about this once a couple weeks ago, and not, no one else has really touched it but the college bubble.
Speaking of college, the number of students in college.
People not being able to pay for their college, people not being able to get jobs when they get out of college.
When they take out $50,000 loans. Sorry.
Yeah, you'll see colleges shutting down semesters very soon. When this tax shortfall comes to the states, it's going to so devastate everything in the states within the next 30 to 60 days until I'm really concerned about colleges in the future because they depend on taxes almost altogether except for what the students pay.
Yeah, this is the postmodern world. This is what the UN, the Bank of England, the Federal Reserve has said they want. Get everybody in debt, then destroy the entire global economy by restricting new currency. Same thing they did on a smaller scale back during the Great Depression. So we're going to come back in the final 5 minutes with Lindsey Williams and take some more phone calls from George, Mike, and others. Stay with us. We'll be back in 70 seconds to start the third hour.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Lindsey Williams. As he said, there's a lot we won't have time to cover in an hour. So I want to invite him back up for a full hour next week if he can do it. Get your pens and paper ready right before he leaves you. I'm going to give out a number so you can get these DVD reports he's putting out with the latest information and more detail. George in Toronto, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. In the context of what Lindsey's saying about the implosion of the U.S. economy, and I guess the dollar as well, would the government ever consider repudiating the national debt?
The national debt problem could be solved just with the oil field that the U.S. Geological Service just announced. As far as the debt is concerned, they're going to repudiate it in a different way. When you take a wheelbarrow load of Federal Reserve notes, greenbacks, to the grocery store to buy one loaf of bread, you've gotten to the point that the dollar is so worthless that the average American will beg the Federal Reserve for another currency. At that point, they'll be right ready to step in and give it to you. So in the exchange that they do with you begging for it because you think the country is in such bad condition, they solve their repudiation of the debt in a certain form.
And by the way, you're absolutely right. The Wall Street Journal and hundreds of other publications last week came out and said, there really is a North American Union, and the Amero is the answer to our devalued currency. And there was a quote in there about the New World Order is wondrous and will help you. So after all these years denying it, they're going, it's wonderful. So there you have it.
Yeah, they have a solution ready.
Yes, go ahead, caller.
No, that was all. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you so much, sir. Final call for Lindsey Williams. Mike in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, Mike Parsons, I talked to you back May a year ago about Sudden Impact, and you inspired me to start a local show on Saturday doing what you do. And one thing I did yesterday or Saturday over the weekend, it was a gun show, and a gentleman came up. He, out of anonymity, said that he couldn't reveal who he was, but he was a vice president of a local bank and gave me some information that confirmed that he was who he was. But he said that he has been informed through a board meeting that through the federal government they have informed this bank that they are fixing to, in the next 45 to 60 days, re-denominate the dollar bill to merge it with the Canadian dollar and the Mexican currency within 45 to 60 days. So they are scrambling. They've informed this bank, and this is the largest bank in the Memphis metro area.
Now, to be clear, though, at first you'll still have the dollar. It's just globally going to be set by this offshore, they've said this,
correct. Your dollar would just be super hyperinflated to the currency will be worth very little. Like you said, wheelbarrows full of dollars will be what it takes to purchase things because your purchasing power will be far less. And that was quite shocking that this gentleman, he's been listening to me because he can't listen to you through the week and doesn't have time to tune in the Internet. So he's been listening to my program on this station that you're on in the Memphis market. So that's why I did it, because there's a lot of people that just for whatever reason can't pick you up. So I'm a dovetail off of what you're doing. And
you know, I never plug my affiliates, and I should. In fact, I'm not even sure. We're getting new ones all the time. Plug that station's call letters.
It's 1380 WLRM out of Millington, Tennessee. And my program is Mike Parsons, The Voice of Truth with Mike Parsons.
How many hours a day do they carry my show there? It's like an hour a day, isn't it?
No, you're on from 11 till 2. Wish we could get the third hour, but they, or the fourth hour, but they've got it already pre-booked. But you're on for 3 hours, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, I can't even keep track of all of our affiliates, but I know I get a lot of calls and a lot of emails from that one. Thank you so much. Lindsay, fast, fire out the number for folks to get the DVD.
The number is 800-321-2900. Emergency update 2, produced just this week. 800-321-2900.
All right, Lindsay Williams, can you come back on next week?
I would consider it a privilege to be on your program.
All right. Well, it's a privilege to have you. God bless you, my friend.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the 9th day of February 2009. For the next 51 minutes, we are joined by Dr. Jerome Corsi. Every book he's written that I know of has been a New York Times bestseller. Many of them number one New York Times bestseller, like The Late Great USA. And that book, by the way, covers all the secret documents that he and others had to sue to get, of how they were covertly setting up a North American Union, how they planned to implode the economy by design. Now the Wall Street Journal, now the New York Times, they're all saying, yes, world government's the answer. Yes, the New World Order's real. Yes, Northcom's running everything. The whole police state that Bush set up, and he was just a puppet, is now being expanded by Obama. And Dr. Corsi came out and exposed Bush for that. He was called a right-wing pundit because he was the guy that wrote the Swift Boat book that was accurate on Kerry. His book on Obama, they did a national hoax and said it wasn't accurate. I read the book. I've been doing research on Obama now intensely for 8 months. It's worse than what Dr. Corsi said in that book. So they basically tried to discredit him there. But now the proof is in the pudding. Obama's gone back on every promise. It is worse than I even thought it could have possibly been. So, but before we get into Obama with Dr. Corsi, he's got a financial background degree from Harvard in this. I want to get into the economy, what's currently happening with the New World Order. What is it like to be proven totally right, to have FBI training manuals say you're a terrorist? If you talk about a New World Order, it doesn't exist. Now it's in the Financial Times of London, Newsweek. A global bank will pay carbon taxes to. I mean, it's all happening now to write a book that was nationally demonized and attacked and they said wasn't real. And now everything in the book has come true. By the way, we have it available at Infowars.com. The Late Great USA, very well done, New York Times bestseller. He, of course, wrote Obama Nation, a number one New York Times bestseller. He is Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi, good to have you back with us.
Hi, Alex. It's great to be with you. And I apologize for the cell phone, but I'm driving into New York City right now for some meetings. We're just about to get close to the Hudson. We're going to go across on the Holland Tunnel today, so just I'll be able to be with you through the Holland Tunnel. It's all wired for cell phone, but I just want to let you know what I was up to.
Okay, good. And I didn't double check with my producer. How long do we have you?
Well, we'll go as long as we can, but we'll certainly get a half an hour, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, let's go to about 40 after. Okay, let's move quick then. Vindicated in spades, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Let's get into the economy first, and why are they openly announcing world government?
Well, you know, it's amazing. You're right, Alex. You know, when I wrote The Late Great USA, and it was published in 2007, it was roundly, everybody said, oh, there's no plan for North American Union. But today, I think now we've even got some of the major think tanks. You know, you've got the Hudson Institute out. You've got others saying, yes, there was a plan to create North American integration. And in fact, it was slowed down by the fact that we exposed it. Simon & Schuster just published a paperback. It'll be out in a week. We have to get you some copies so they're available on your site. The Late Great USA, and I wrote a new epilogue to it. And the key thesis of the epilogue is that exposure, like you do on your show, the light of day, is the one thing that the global elite pushing for integration of economies and integration of governments can't stand. Because when the people realize, you know, some of these economic crises have been created or certainly are manipulated to say we need more free trade, governmental structures that are regional or international in nature, I think then it becomes apparent, and the politicians like George Bush backed away, as did Stephen Harper at the end of George Bush's administration. They don't even have a new Security and Prosperity Partnership meeting scheduled that I can find.
But Obama has said he's going to continue it and take the Trans-Texas Corridor. They claim they canceled it a month ago because of public pressure, but then in the same article said we're just breaking the whole thing into subparts. We're just not going to call it that. So the agenda continues. They're now just being more covert.
Well, that's right. What happens, Alex, is they get a public relations makeover. So the Trans-Texas Corridor is an excellent article, because an excellent example. I wrote about that in World Net Daily. Governor Perry says, no, the Trans-Texas Corridor project is dead. They say, well, what about the agreements you signed with Cintra in Spain to build this Trans-Texas Corridor 35, you know, 4 football fields wide highway parallel to Interstate 35? And Perry says, well, we'll go ahead with that. It's just going to be under a different name. So you've got to be very careful to see that. And what he canceled, the full 4,000 miles of the Trans-Texas Corridor, that wasn't going to go in for over a 50-year period of time. So he didn't need to have that there. It's, again, incrementalism.
Well, let me tell you what's in the Texas papers. They admit all the major projects they already had slated, they're still building them all. They're just not calling it Trans-Texas Corridor, and they're taking the billboards down.
Well, that's the whole point. And you see, Alex, if we keep exposing that and keep making it clear that the agenda is continuing, you know, people hear, oh, Trans-Texas Corridor is canceled, and they relax. They think we've won a victory. But it's just public relations. It's the same thing Obama's doing right now. I wrote an article in my newsletter, my economic newsletter, Red Alert, redalert.wnd.com. This economic stimulus package that Obama's going around now and holding town hall meetings. He was just in Indiana today with the first. They've had public relations advisors, focus groups. So they say, well, we'll call it economic stimulus because that's going to be more received than if we call it economic recovery. We're getting managed by repackaging these ideas so the people will accept them without really knowing what's in them.
Well, I want to get into Obama with you for the main part of the interview, but specifically, I'm sure you've seen the hundreds of articles in Newsweek, Financial Times of London, last week or a week and a half ago in Market Watch, the Wall Street Journal, saying, yeah, we're setting up a world government. Yeah, we kept it secret from you for your own good. Yeah, it's going to be dictatorial, but that's the only thing that'll fix the economic crisis when it's the very same banking cartels that engineered the crisis. Can you speak? Why are they admitting so much of the New World Order now?
Well, I think they feel they're closer to getting it in place. I mean, take a look. I wrote about Klaus Schwab, who's the head of the Davos Economic Forum. He created it. And he did an interview with CNBC. He said, we're in a transformational crisis. In other words, the plan that Schwab and the Davos Economic Council has is, let's use this global economic crisis to have the solution be more globalism. Henry Kissinger wrote an article saying the same thing. He said that Obama needs to now openly push for global governance because it's a global economic crisis. They're openly saying it's time for global structures, economics and politics, to be put in place.
Please continue.
Well, you know, just take a look at some of the other issues. I mean, there are, I counted now, 9 members of the Trilateral Commission that are working in the Obama administration, including, you know, Susan Rice, the ambassador to the UN, Timothy Geithner, who is the Secretary of Treasury. You know, Obama said we uniquely need Geithner. He's the only guy who can solve the problem, even though he didn't pay his income taxes. And I looked at Geithner's record. Geithner was head of the Federal Reserve in New York, and he presided over some of the worst economic failures we've ever had. Citibank going broke and needing a cash infusion, Bear Stearns collapsing, Lehman Brothers collapsing. I mean, how do these failures qualify a guy like Gaetzner to be the only guy qualified to solve the problem? Well, Gaetzner is Council on Foreign Relations. Gaetzner is Trilateral Commission. Gaetzner is going to push this good bank, bad bank scenario, which is a global solution. That's the Swedish model that was used in Sweden, largely to nationalize the banks. And Gaetzner is going to be proposing that either later this week or next week, when he, you know, essentially is using a global model to nationalize U.S. banks. That's what good bank, bad bank is all about.
Well, it came out during the reports that were in the media for Bretton Woods, too, a few months ago, that they're going to create a new global bank. Listen, this was in Newsweek with the headline, a new global world bank that sets interest rates, sets the values of currencies, and that we pay our carbon taxes to fund it. And so literally, and also global banking regulations, so through fines and fees, the private banks will create a world government as a solution to the crisis that they created. And so this is the birth of the real New World Order. Can you speak to that?
Well, yes, it is. I mean, I saw today, I've been reading some of the internal reports on the economic plan of the Obama administration. One of the plans is going to be to make the Federal Reserve a government bank. And now everybody should know the Federal Reserve is a private bank. It's currently no more federal government than Federal Express is a government package service. It's a private bank. But once they make it a public bank, then you've got the beginnings of a central bank of the United States that's owned by the government that can be integrated with the European Central Bank or transformed into a North American Central Bank. And that's going to be a major step the Obama administration is going to go for.
But, sir,
again,
sir, stop.
All because they want to say they're solving a crisis.
All right, stay there. I mean, repeat that because I interrupted, but here's the key. They say they're creating the Bank of the United States and the Federal Reserve will now be governmental, but that's another lie within a lie because really it's going to be quasi-private with the profits to the multinational private banks. So it's just the Federal Reserve is usurping the government. I don't see it as a nationalization. I see it as a privatization with nationalization power.
Well, I think you're right, Alex, because they won't necessarily take away the shares from the current owners of the Federal Reserve, the private owners. They'll just add a governmental level on top of it and make it nationalized with access to government funds. And that'll position it to be a counterpart to the European Central Bank. And the idea, I think, ultimately is, I mean, with the amount of money that we're borrowing right now, and I wrote that we're going to have to borrow $2.5 trillion. That comes from the Treasury's internal notes of the committee in the Treasury that goes and plans the borrowing. And they're planning for 2010, $4 trillion, $6.5 trillion of new borrowing in 2 years. And our debt is $10 trillion. So we're going to increase it by 60 or 70% in 2 years.
Stay there. Let's get into Obama when we get back with Dr. Jerome Corsi.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
That's what the bankers are saying. As they rape, rob, and pillage the entire global economy, making the public bankrupt and destitute where they have to take government handouts so they can be institutionalized, so they can be domesticated. We need the Thomas Paines, the George Washingtons, and the Frederick Douglasses to stand up to this modern tyranny, this great threat to liberty. Okay, going back to Dr. Jerome Corsi in this segment and the next, and I'm going to cover a bunch of other news. It's very important. Dr. Corsi, on Obama, I mean, where do you start? They are starting the compulsory youth brigades. They are taking over the churches. They are building FEMA camps. They have the bills introduced. The camps are already there. He's gone back on lobbyists. He's gone back. Now he's saying 16 months, 24 months before they even look at leaving Iraq. He has just lied about saying he'd get out of NAFTA and GATT. I mean, this guy is amazing. And, of course, you broke that down. So give us your take on what Obama's up to right now.
Well, I think you're right, Alex. I'm going to get into one specific I wrote about in WorldNet Daily. And I covered it, too, in this week's Red Alert, the economics newsletter. This Alcy Hastings, the representative from Florida, introduced the measure for no fewer than 6 detention camps to be built on federal military facilities. Now, that's the first time I've actually seen legislation introduced for detention camps and to build them on military bases. Like, when I talked to Hastings' office, said, what are you doing this for? They said, well, you know, Hurricane Katrina. So wait a minute. You don't need detention camps in Hurricane Katrina. What you need is relief centers. I said, yeah, there may be a few people who have to be detained because they don't evacuate when ordered, but that's not why you build detention camps. And Hastings' office didn't have any real good answer for that. But they're doing, see, what Obama's done is he's gotten, and this guy, Elsie Hastings, is a impeached federal judge that found a district in Florida, a very extreme leftist, said some really outrageous and inflammatory things about Sarah Palin. But he introduces the legislation to do the detention camps, and it stays below the radar. But yet it's the Obama administration forcing the agenda. Unless we wrote about it in World Net Daily, people wouldn't know about it because nobody else reported on it. And that's just one example of how, you know, there's, I'm going to write another one again for tomorrow.
Well, Doctor, specifically though, in the bill, it's got the clergy response teams that we first discovered with the secret FEMA documents years ago, saying that preachers, local police, all of it's going to be merged into these in the community. They've already built the camps. Now they're just announcing they're going to build more and going, mainstream with it.
Well, and also, Alex, I found the Department of Defense directive on this new, you know, civilian quasi-military force that Obama's going to create. They says will ultimately be larger than the Army. You know, this civilian corps, people recruited, they're going to have camps for them. But I've got the Department of Defense directive. So instead of going to Congress to get this new civilian corps created, what Obama did is he did it through a Department of Defense directive, which again did not get picked up and reported on. But I found the directive, and I'm going to be able in World Net Daily this week to expose that. It's why, when you say these are contrived crises, you know, that it's why the red alert, what I'm trying to do in the red alert is to alert people to the economics that are going to affect their lives. You know, you've got the car industry. The car industry is in desperate trouble. But yet, for the bailout money, you've got one of the major companies, I think it's GM. We reported on it.
It is GM, $1 billion to move to Brazil. Go ahead in your own words.
Brazil. Yeah, $1 billion to move to Brazil. Now, how's that going to help build U.S. jobs? You know, as part of the agenda, there you're building an international car industry where, like I said, in, you know, 10 years, we might not have a single car built in the United States. That's the internationalization of the car industry, and it's being done through a bailout, you know, bailout money being used with GM saying, this is the way we need to be profitable. I'm sure that the majority of listeners never intended the bailout money was going to be used to send car jobs to Brazil.
Going back to the
part of the internationalization.
Going back to the FEMA camps, he has started this new USAService.org that's private, his own private army, and is running these ads with federal money and the Ads Council to get the volunteers. And now on the White House website today, they admit that it's going to be, quote, for the climate crisis and other things. So they mean business.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I've got the Department of Defense directive that creates that new civilian corps. And I was reading it. I just got it over the weekend. This morning I was reading it. It calls even in military situations where this civilian corps could be called up.
Oh, I know. We wrote a story about it 2 weeks ago. Stay there. We're going to come right back with Dr. Jerome Corsi in a final segment with him. More on the Obama agenda, what we're going to see his globalist handlers do. Will the Obamanoids wake up? Dr. Jerome Corsi, in the 10 minutes or so we have left with you. Doesn't matter what president it is, this globalist agenda, the police state, the control grid, the offshore banks, power expands. All these poor fools thought the bad things happening in the U.S. were all George Bush when he was just a puppet. Same thing now with Obama, but they built him up as this messianic leader. But this is still an incredibly tyrannical agenda to get through. A lot of Obamanoids are now starting to wake up that they were lied to. But a lot are getting very vicious and very threatening to myself and many others. when we simply point out the facts. So, and they're building this private army to deal with the American people. This looks like a recipe for disaster. We have all these global economic leaders saying that they expect riots worldwide. It's already started. The Icelandic government has fallen. Projecting out into the future, how do you see this collision between the foundation creation? You know, Obama's mother, of course, was the protege of Mr. Geithner's father. How do you see this unfolding?
Well, you know, first of all, I think, Alex, you're right. You can't tell the Democrats and the Republicans apart in terms of they're all globalists. And now you've got globalism from the left, which has its, you know, socialist agenda. Going to be a lot more putting people on welfare, getting them to be dependent on government checks. That agenda is going to kick in now under Obama. And I've been pointing out, you know, continuously that Obama is going to renege on all of his campaign promises. Look, he said he was going to renegotiate NAFTA to protect more U.S. jobs. He said the same thing at the town meeting in Indiana today. But yet, the Buy American provisions that were put into the economic stimulus package were taken out. They added a sentence that said, you know, well, Buy American in accordance with existing international trade agreement. Well, that means we're not going to buy American. It's a lie. My next book is going to be America for Sale. And I'm making it clear in America for Sale that there is a New World Order agenda. It does call for going to regional and then global economies and governments. And, Alex, it'll be advanced by the real powers here who are not Obama or Bush. You've got to look to the Trilateral Commission. You've got to look to the Council on Foreign Relations. You've got to look to the bankers who are controlling and manipulating the financial crises that we're in. I mean, that's where I'm focusing my attention. And I'm saying that we come out of an Obama administration, it's going to be very much weakened with the dollar gone. I don't see how the dollar is going to survive $6.5 trillion worth of borrowing in the next 2 years. We're monetizing our debt, meaning the dollar is going to be increasingly worthless. We're paying off our debt with worthless dollars. But people are going to suffer through this period of time. You know, we've right now got 7.5% unemployment. What are we going to do when we get 10% unemployment? What if it goes to 20% unemployment? And Obama's plan, this economic stimulus plan, is not going to create jobs. It's just going to put more people on federal dependent government welfare payments.
And as the dollar's devalued and people are still getting their welfare check, but it won't buy anything, that's when the rioting breaks down. Then they use the troops to quell it. Now the precedent's been set and the public's been sold, the frightened middle class, that troops on the street's a good thing.
Well, we've already seen, I mean, the fact that this, you know, Representative Hastings has introduced this detention camp measure on military bases, this is the first time I've seen that. I mean, I reported in 2007 that one of the former Halliburton companies, KBR, had a $375 million contract with the Department of Homeland Security to build detention centers as needed on a contingency basis. This is very different. This is the Obama administration openly saying, we're going to have detention centers for civilians on military bases. Well, what do we need those for? The only thing I can think of is that, Alex, I think you and I better get our orange jumpsuits ready. We're probably candidates number one and number two in those camps. I'm not sure which of us is going to be number one, but we're on the list.
Well, in closing, go ahead.
And well, then you get economic conditions worsening, and people are going to riot. That's why I'm continuing to write about this in World Debt Daily, and I'm hard at work on this America for Sale. The next book will be out in the fall.
Now, the Democrats said we were conspiracy theorists when we talked about how they wanted to bring back the Fairness Doctrine. Now we have House members, Senate members, Bill Press writing editorials in the Washington Post saying they are planning to try to have government control over programming, but now the FCC is looking at Internet control as well. They have the Violent Radicalization Act where they list all these domestic groups and say they want to restrict them. So as we deepen this tyranny, they can't have the alternative media out there pointing out what's happening. What do you see happening on that front?
Well, again, I think this whole Fairness Doctrine is something that you've been warning people about. We've been warning at World Net Daily. It's another one of the things that comes true. You know, the Democrats and Republicans say, oh, no, we wouldn't do that. Now you've got, you know, the idea that there's going to be hearings on the Fairness Doctrine. The left media, the Air America, would have If it had any audience, it would have succeeded. Al Franken did everything he could to get it listened to. It was boring and uninteresting. What, you know, the globalists in Washington, Republicans and Democrats alike, don't want is an alternative media that's trying to get people listening and telling the truth, people opening their eyes and connecting the dots. Right now, this whole economic crisis, what's being offered as a solution, is not a solution. It will not create jobs. The Obama, we're going to spend, you know, nearly $1 trillion, and all we're going to do is increase welfare dependency.
Well, that's my question for you. That's my final question, because I asked it earlier, and you really didn't flesh it out because we ran into a break. What is going to happen as these tens of millions of Obama supporters, the 60-something million or whatever that voted for him, as things get worse, as they lose their job, as the government welfare check doesn't buy food for their children, as they see... Now they're saying 60,000 troops aren't enough in Afghanistan. Now they're talking about 100,000. General James L. Jones, Obama's saying we're going to stay in Iraq now, basically, at least 2 years, and then look at it. I mean, are they just going to drink the Kool-Aid and say, we don't care? Or are they going to wake up?
Well, there's a certain proportion of Obama believers, maybe 20% of them, that are just hardcore ideologues, and they'll get hardened, you know, like Rahm Emanuel. They're ideologues. They'll rally around Obama and their leftist globalist agenda no matter what. But increasingly, you know, running for president is different than being president. Obama's going to get judged on the results. And when this $1 trillion bailout does not create jobs, instead we've got more bank failures, you know, more trillions of dollars in assets that go bad, more jobs being lost, the American public's going to start turning on Obama. You've started to see it. Obama's not out here in a public relations campaign for no reason at all. The White House is already worried that his charm is wearing off. You know, how many smiles are we going to see? How many campaign speeches are we going to hear? The results are going to matter. And if there's not more jobs created, Obama's going to get held responsible. Not that the Republicans have any better solution. I got to hear some Republicans start to tell the truth. You know, Ron Paul did a pretty good job. Ron Paul got out there and made a major impact in the presidential campaign. We've got to have more people like Ron Paul stand up in public office and oppose this globalist agenda.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Corsi, we look forward to the new book coming out. And yes, I do need to get your paper back and get it up on the Infowars.com shopping cart that comes out next week. We do have the second edition you put out of the Late Great USA in hardcover, and it is excellent and has all the SPP documents in it. It is key for folks to get that book and get them out to people, and we'll keep reading your great columns at WorldNet Daily and also in the economic report they put out, Red Alert. Thank you so much, Dr. Corsi.
Thanks, Alex. Always a great pleasure and honor to be with you. Really appreciate it.
Great to have you. Take care. All right, there goes Dr. Jerome Corsi. I know we have Steve, Brian, Jake, Essa, Arthur, and others holding, and I'm going to try to go to your calls before our next guest joins us, a state rep. But he's only on for 20 minutes, so we'll have time, too, at the end of the show. And I've got a big stack of news here that I haven't even gotten into yet. The biggest issue here is for those of us that do know what's going on to reach out and wake people up now and spread the word. You may know all about every facet of this stuff more than I know or more than, Lindsey Williams knows. You know, together, all of us have the information to defeat this new world order. The biggest issue is don't wait. Don't think you have to have a perfect solution or fix the whole world yourself. It's everybody doing a little something. And the biggest thing I know of, what has been the most effective waking people up, is my documentary films and other films we carry. I mean, you know, I produced Loose Change Final Cut. Loose Change has had conservatively over 100 million views just on Google Video alone. My other films, you know, that I've directed have had conservatively Endgame and other films before Google took the hit counters off. Had 20, 30, 40 million views apiece. And we're not even trying to track this. It's just what we can see. Well, it's also important to not just spread the word about the fact that all the videos are online for free and we promote them, to have the high-quality DVD, to reach out to your boss or your neighbor or your employees or your church and educate people, because the establishment is out there with their preachers that they've paid for covertly, their InfraGuard executives. They're creating this huge Obama Corps to go out and create the illusion of grassroots support of all this because they need that. They need the people. Well, we are the people. We've got to say no and counter them. This is a fight, ladies and gentlemen. You can't just say, I listen to Alex Jones anymore, and that's the end of it. Great, you're informed. Now, what are you going to do about it? Quite frankly, I've had discussions with my wife. Should we take a little bit of savings we've got? Should we run to the Cook Islands? That's where the elite are going. I don't know why. Should we try to run to Switzerland? Don't have enough money to move there. Should we run somewhere else? No, Mexico's imploding. Everything else is imploding. This is a global depression. We've made the decision, despite the fact I have three small children, to stay here and go down with the ship. This is the fight of our lives, folks. This is history. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. The bottom line out there is we all have to intensify our fight against the globalists now. And that's why I'm taking the savings we have and I'm putting it right back into hiring more people, more video editors, more webmasters, trying to up the quality of this show, do another TV show, do weekly news reports. It's just taken us months to move, months to get everything set up, months to get the money to put in the equipment, months to hire the people, months to get them trained, but we're trying. That's why I ask my crew to work extra hard and think on their feet and innovate, because this is real. We're doing something historical here, and people are listening by the tens of millions. Now, are you going to take action and say, tell everybody about the free podcast? I think this is the most effective show, the best guest, the best information, the best track record of covering real issues. It's up to you if Kurt Nimmo writes an article off the Washington Post where they admit the Security Council, National Security Council, has taken over the whole federal government, the states, under NORTHCOM, under the FEMA camps. Is that story going to go viral? Are you going to post it on Twitter? Are you going to post it on Delicious? Are you going to post it on the hundreds of social networks? Are you going to make sure everybody sees it? Are you going to print off 100 copies? Why don't you take the article, go into Kinko's, and have 1,000 copies printed of it? You know, are you going to get Fabled Enemies by Jason Burmes, hardcore 9/11 film, the latest one out there with the latest info, and make copies of it? We want you to. Are you going to get Truth Rising, just an amazing documentary film I made? Are you going to get Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted, Part 1 and Part 2, to understand the police state tactics? Are you going to get the Rosetta Stone, the master key to understanding the New World Order, the best film out there with just general knowledge of who they are, what their agenda is, and how they say in their own words they want to kill you and your family? I mean, I'm sorry that sounds crazy. It's true. The Money Masters, 3.5-hour film, 1995. The entire history of the banking system, who they are. It is up to you. And, of course, this new film we're carrying, The Eye of the Phoenix, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 3, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. Amazing film. Right now available at InfoWars.com. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, it is up to you to support our sponsors, to spread the word about the show. The free podcast, 125,000 people a day downloading it for free. That should be 50 million. I mean, think about it. We're here 2 years ago telling you we're not geniuses. Here's the Gardasil trials. It's killing lots of people that take it. It doesn't protect you from the cervical cancer, they admit. And it's very, very dangerous. And a large percentage of people get crippled from it if they don't get killed. Now it's on CBS News. If I'd have been talking to 20, 30 million people every day instead of 2 million, and if the 2 million of you out there would have gotten the articles, gotten the documents, and told people, we could have saved even more lives. Now, regardless, you know, of that, we did save a lot of lives, and you saved a lot of lives, those of you that did spread the word. But this is hardcore. If you knew your neighbor was about to drink a glass of iced tea that had been poisoned, wouldn't you run over and warn him? Well, you know your neighbors are about to give their daughter stuff that's going to mess them up really bad if they're lucky, kill them if they're not. This is serious, folks, and I burn with desire to reach more people. I burn with desire to get this information out to everybody. I hope you're burning with that same desire. We're going to come back and take calls in the next segment. The segment after that, we're going to have the state rep on. Speaking of paying the bills, one way we do it is those documentary films. You know, I've done a couple hours and haven't even gotten into our sponsors that make this show possible. Today's sponsors are Cola Blue, eFoods Direct, and My Solar Backup. And all of these are great folks. You know, the Cola Blue isn't just seven filters inside and grabbing water out of the air. It's a computer system that lets you know the humidity, how much water you've got. It heats the water in there. And they've got a lot of different units, big ones, small ones, a lot of different price ranges. Check them out. 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. 6043 or ECOLOBLUE.com. ECOLOBLUE.com. A Cola Blue. Grab 7.5 gallons of water out of the air every single day. Talk about, you know, getting off the water system with the sodium fluoride and the rest of it. Another sponsor, is eFoodsDirect.com. They've got a sampler pack. It's a three-day first responder is what it's called. One adult food supply for 3 days, $21.95, non-GMO, no MSG, no aspartame, no additives, high-quality, tasty food. It's like 25-30% of what supermarket food cost is. They're selling this unit at cost just as a test pack for you to check it out. Go to E, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, efoodsdirect.com, or simply call them toll-free at 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Go watch all the free videos online as well at efoodsdirect.com. Okay, that said, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and take your calls. Please have your question or comment ready so I can get to everybody else after you. And then I'm going to get into all this news I haven't covered. Now, I see these articles every few days. If you think I'm here trying to bash the police, I'm not. I'm sick of it. It makes me sick at heart. It freaks me out. It makes me feel guilty that I'm still in this country. I get selfish and I look at my children and go, I got to get out of here, man. Just like Mexico now. You go down there, the police shake you down and rob you. Property seizures seen as private as piracy. San Antonio Express News today. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it says, no judge, no jury, no arrest. A great-grandmother, they stole $4,000 out of her purse and never even charged her. Nothing was illegal. I mean, folks, they'd have the state police doing this on I-35. This is what America has turned into, is robbers in uniforms robbing people, and it's going on all over the country. And it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. I've got stories here. A story, fire claims building at CCTV Beijing headquarters, Reuters. The thing's been burning with 200-foot flames shooting out of it. Watson said 30-foot. It's more like 200-foot. And nothing collapsed because buildings don't collapse from fire, but Building 7, Tower 1 and 2 sure did. So we'll get into that story that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Your call straight ahead.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big John. Big Bad John. All right, let's go ahead and nobody knew where John come from.
John called home. He just drifted into
the... Right, here I go, singing the song, torturing you.
Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but he spoke it all.
All right, let's talk to Steve in Chicago, then Brian, Jake, Issa, Arthur, and others.
Somebody said he came...
Yes, you are Alex, on the air, Steve. Go ahead.
Alex, did you cover the former Congressman Abner Mikva federal judge connection of Obama?
I've read about it. Why don't you cover it?
Well, it talks about how when... Obama graduated law school, that he had an invitation to join the law firm of Abner Mikva on Michigan Avenue. And Mikva became his political advisor, and he told him to observe public speakers like Mandela and study the speeches of Martin Luther King and become proficient in it. This guy is connected to the University of Chicago, Rockefeller.
Yeah, no, his mom was a big foundation head underneath Geithner's dad.
Okay. The other issue is, I don't know whether you covered it with the inauguration, that Obama's step-grandmother wanted to bring a luau spear to it from the luau tribe. Did you cover that to the...
Yeah, I know that he won't see his brothers or sisters and won't take care of them, and... they live in horrible squalor in New York and Boston and Kenya. And, you know, I've got family that doesn't have a lot of money, and I try to help them out. I can't imagine not taking care of your brothers and sisters and your grandma and people like that.
Well, the situation is she couldn't bring it on for security reasons, that spear. So she brought an oxtail to be used as a fly swatter as a gift and a three-legged footstool.
Okay. I mean, so you're making fun of his family. You know, the bigger issue here is, you understand you helped the New World Order doing that, and I appreciate your call. You know, making it all about Obama, that's what they want. The guy is a front man just like George Bush. And until we make it about the real issues, we're never going to be able to wake people up. You know, when Limbaugh attacks him for phony reasons, That only makes the left support him more. You understand that? The left-right paradigm only empowers the New World Order. But ha-ha, you know, she brought an oxtail. No, I didn't hear that. I'm not trying to be mean to you, Steve. It's just, you know, come on. Brian in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I'd like to mention three things. First of all, I received my copy of Endgame, so I've started working a lot harder with that because it's a wicked tool. Woken up quite a few people. I thank you greatly for your explanations. Secondly, I'd like to let people know to fix this kind of inn in Canada because they just hired a guy for the liberal leader as Michael Ignatieff. He's a globalist, so hasn't even been here for 25 years, but he still claims to be Canadian. He's been off writing books and making documentaries about the problems of the world and how we need to find global solutions. And as a matter of fact, Nicolas Sarkozy came here to give Legion honors to Jean Charest, and he threw out to the separatists that separation was a thing of the past. It's a bad idea in these times.
Yeah, it's globalism. They create global problems. They offer the global solution.
Yeah, I imagine that's why Sarkozy came to give him the honor, because of the good job that he did pulling the wool over the sheep's
eyes. Yeah, there's all sorts of New World Order people everywhere, yeah.
And I'm going to send you a link to a woman that lives here in Canada, in Granby, in Quebec. She's an ex-doctor, and what she's decided to do is completely separate herself from the Queen, from everything. She's put in a death to her name as a slave, and she's written books about it, and she talks about everything that we talk about.
All right, good to hear from you. Appreciate the call, Brian. Jake, Issa, Arthur, Scott, and others, your call straight ahead as we enter the fourth hour. And we'll also be live at prisonplanet.tv, simulcasting, and we have a state rep coming on. We are now already into hour number four. We have a state rep coming on. One of the states is introducing legislation, or states that have passed legislation, like Oklahoma, to kick the feds out of martial law is declared. He's joining us coming up in the next segment. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Jake in Salt Lake City, Utah. You're on the air, sir. Thanks for calling.
I appreciate it, Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener, bud.
Good to have you on board.
I loved what you said in Endgame as far as the answer to 1984 being 1776. I think that starts on the local level. I think that, you know, everybody listening out there needs to be a part of at least three groups. You know, 10 to 20 people meet weekly. Just compare notes. Also, you're pushing...
Yeah, just start meeting and everything will roll forward from there.
Exactly. You're pushing for a lot of people, you know, planting seeds, having gardens, having self-sufficiency with food storage. The problem is you're not going to be awake 24 hours a day. You really need to have security systems when the, you know... military comes through with their defoliants.
But, I mean, more than just getting ourselves ready, because I'm not even doing that a lot for myself. And we got to do something, food, water, guns, things like that, is try to wake up and expose the globalists, because if their agenda gets discredited, the whole thing will stall. What they're doing is a very dangerous maneuver. They don't stand a very good chance of being able to play it all out.
They intend
to probably fail, then they just try again. This is an eternal battle.
Take H.R. 45, for example. You know, they're trying to limit, you know, misdemeanor access. They did that 5 years ago with Lautenberg, you know, as far as domestic violence cases go. So I'm with you, bro.
No, I hear you. What's up?
The last thing I wanted to get to was there's a lot of movement with the Minuteman organization, specifically regarding the borders. And I know you're down in Texas, so you deal with that a little more than I do in Salt Lake here, but they are letting them through, the feds. We're talking ICE, the FBI. They're...
No, the border's wide open. It's all fake. I mean, Houston's release hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens every year that they arrest out of their jails. They tell the cops don't even arrest them.
Anyway, I appreciate the time. I'm going to let you get back to it. That was it.
All right, speaking of that, later after the state rep's on with us, I have an article here where 16 illegals sue Arizona rancher. They robbed his house. Other ones did. Killed his cattle. Did a bunch of stuff. And they're saying you're not allowed to kick people off your land if they're illegal aliens. Illegal aliens are above the law. 16 illegals sue Arizona rancher. And I interviewed this rancher years ago. So we're going to be having him on and covering that. Let's go to Issa in Los Angeles, California. You're on the air. Going once, going twice, Issa. Arthur in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead,
how
Arthur.
You doing?
Good.
Is this Mr. Alex?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Oh, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I'd like to thank you for letting me be on your wonderful radio show. First of all, I'd like to congratulate you. Love the content you was given to the world about the economy. And what I feel as though what people need to do, they need to learn how to create their own economy in a bad economy. Because the U.S. dollar is toxic, and all currencies are backed by gold, silver, oil, and land. So what people need to focus on, they need to learn how to become sellers of commodities, like real money, like gold, silver, oil, land, copper, food, and water. When you go to the grocery stores, you purchase goods, which is food and water. And what people need to learn how to do is get on the side of that and learn how to become sellers of commodities.
Yeah, people need to quit going to all these ball games and screwing around and worrying about wearing the cool clothes. People have got to get serious on waking people up and getting themselves prepared. We personally take care of ourselves and get ready. We also reach out and scream bloody murder so that the globalists can't get away with their agenda.
Right, right, exactly. So the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank is basically a joke, and the U.S. Federal Reserve is nothing in reserve and it's nothing federal. It's basically a private bank that's owned by private stockholders and is basically run purely on private profit. So if that's the case, then where you have the blue-collar workers and white-collar workers, where taxes are coming out of their paychecks, and we all one paycheck away from being bankrupt, those taxes is going right back into that private sector. So if people...
Tell you what, stay there. I got a guest coming up, but if you want to hold till after that, we'll go to you because this is so important what you're talking about. Yes, it's all illegitimate.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm looking at the screen of Infowars.com, the Newsweek headline, "We are all socialists now." This isn't socialism where foreign offshore banks come in and bankrupt the economy, create fiat money, and give it to the public. Most of us aren't even going to the public. This is feudalism. This is serfs. It should read, "We're all feudal serfs now." This happens a lot with state reps. Our next guest, Representative Matt Scheer, is on the floor right now and should be voting in the next few minutes and should be in here with us to talk about, well, the report that Kurt Nemo did last week, increasing number of states declaring sovereignty. It was 8 states, now several more are doing it, saying no to martial law. And then I have some of the state bill examples here where they say we're saying no to martial law, we're not going into the FEMA camps, we're not going along with this system. But while we wait for the state rep to join us, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Arthur in PA, you were finishing up with a comment about the Federal Reserve is private and created all this debt. We pay our taxes to them, which you write your check out to the private Federal Reserve with the IRS. You were going to add a point, but we hit the break there. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead and finish up your point.
Well, basically, I was actually saying that with all the taxes that's coming out of people that's blue-collar workers and white-collar workers, including the rich, all of that money is going right back into the private sector, which is the U.S. Federal Reserve is a banking cartel. And it's made up a bunch of savvy international investors. It's designed that way. It was written that way when they passed that law back in 1913, which would be the Federal Act. That's when the U.S.
Yeah, they take our tax money, and then private groups get it and invest it and buy everything up.
Right, exactly. So what you're doing, and, you know, when I was saying that people had learned to become sellers of commodities, with especially with informational products, and I was looking at your website the other day, I was very impressed by what I've seen. You need to basically get the information out there to educate the people. And, you know, I also teach people on how to hedge their own money. So you're putting your money into something that's going to survive a currency crash, like silver. Silver is an industrial precious metal, and gold is hoarded. Silver is consumed. So I'm basically investing into a precious metal that's consumed throughout the whole entire world.
Well, metals have certainly done a lot better than all the other major commodities and investments, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Good points, Arthur. Let's talk. We got Arthur, and then down here we got Merlin. We got Arthur and Merlin on the air today with us.
"You have done well, Lord Arthur," said Merlin Pendragon.
It was actually Arthur Pendragon, and then Merlin, I guess, didn't have a last name. Let's talk to Scott in Seattle. We'll get to Merlin in a moment. Scott, you're on the air.
"Alex, it's an honor to speak with you, and I predict when the smoke clears, you're going to be regarded as a hero. But my reason for calling is to ask you to predict more specifically the progression of events that might unfold resulting from the steps being taken by the current cast of controllers."
Well, you know, I tried to cover that in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, you know, made 2 years ago, and we break down exactly what they're doing now and what their final agenda is. It's destroy the economy, make us feudal serf slaves, stage terror attacks against shadowy, non-existent enemies, so they have a pretext to use police state crackdown measures on the public, and then start forcing more vaccines on people that publicly kill you, and then just institutionalizing that you take the shots and you get handicapped or died. Then they'll start having controlled biological releases on the cities. Even if the military found out about it and said no, the entire military is going to be robotic drones and combat mechs by 2012, almost all the fighters will be. So they're converting it over to a technocracy that a tiny elite can control. Everything's being designed worldwide so a tiny group can rule the planet through monetary, religious, economic, military. And that basically...
Let me ask you one more. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you one more question. Being that the system, our monetary system, is based on a central bank and the Federal Reserve and the fiat money system, have you heard anything about redemption in law where one secures their straw man through filing their UCC-1, and how effective would you think that would be in shutting down this program they've implemented for years?
It's not real. The only thing that works in that is that if you drop out of the system and stop paying taxes, there's now over 45 million non-filers who are of working age, according to federal numbers I've recently seen. It was 30 million just 5-6 years ago. It's now over 40 million. I believe it's above 45 million, but you can Google those numbers. And so that's why they want the cashless society. The no-fly list with all these innocent people, over a million on it, Homeland Security admits, I'll never forget Governor Ridge on C-SPAN saying it, to have a job you'll have to have that national ID card that's really globally standardized. They're going to have a national sales tax, which is going to be graduated, so poor folks won't have to pay it, but you've got to swipe your card to assess how much sales tax you're supposed to pay and what bracket. And so even if you're not in the bracket, if you fall below that, you've still got to swipe your card. It isn't even about the tax. It's about tracking everything you buy, sell, and do. So I've noticed gyms, libraries, government buildings make you thumb scan to clock in and out. Tanning salons now, people told me about it, and I walked into one the other day and looked, and there was the dark tans they have here in Austin. They make you thumbprint when you're a member. And I've heard the corporate documents from these big biometric consortium conferences that they've had, these conventions they've had, where they say everything will be tracked, everything will be traced. It's Pentagon designed. The Pentagon writes the basic parameters and the rules under Patriot Act compliance, and everybody just adopts it. So what's going to happen is there is no law. There is no getting around it. They're not following the law. They will just send armed thugs after you if you don't pay the taxes. But because so many people have said no and aren't doing it, they're now moving to try to block barter. They're trying to shut down farms and ranches with animal ID, premises ID, so you've got to be registered and have the they're running ID tag ads on the news saying you've got to have them in your animal, though there's no law. I heard that on KLBJ last night out of there doing the syndicated Sunday show, and you know, heard the ad from the Department of Agriculture saying, get the great tracker tag for your cow, the 440 or something. I mean, it's just everywhere to shut down barter, and then you won't be able to get barter, and it's going to be a serious prison sentence if you're caught. They're trying to pass laws to shut down, you know, even garage sales. And then you're going to have that national ID card, your driver's license or ID. They're going to swipe that, and even if you have money in the bank, it's a no-buy list. It's a no-travel list. And you think, well, I'll just get in my car and drive down the road. The license plate reading cameras will then identify your car. They will face scan when you get out of the car. These cameras are already up nationwide for at least 8-9 years. testing them 15 years ago, it'll be scanned that you're not the face that matches with that car, and all units will be called. You'll have all these government minions who couldn't get other jobs as paramilitary police. An armored wagon will pull up. You're going to be somebody traveling without your proper code. They're going to pull out automatic weapons. If you resist, they're going to kill you. Then they're going to take you in the vehicle. They're going to take you to a FEMA camp.
Okay. Alex, I sure appreciate the fight, man. You're a true soldier, and you're a really inspiring fight for us up here in Washington. Thank you very much. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. And what's going to happen is, at first, people, they're going to do it. You know, they arrest you now sometimes if you're on the no-fly list. You're like, but I've done nothing wrong. They go ahead and take you into custody. That's just acclimating you to be lined up, to be searched, to take your shoes off. It'll start happening at checkpoints on the road. Well, we're here to stop illegal aliens, but they'll kind of wink-wink to them. They'll grab citizens, and people will get let out of the camps, and it'll be, yeah, they're not that bad. You get processed in, they get you ID'd, and then if you get caught again without the ID, take Fallujah. The Pentagon admitted in MIT Technology Magazine a year ago. Well, a year ago, I was picking up food at the Cypress Grill. I'm just giving you the propaganda's everywhere. I sit down, the food's not ready yet. I sit down at the bar, order a beer, and I'm sitting there, and there's a rack of magazines, and it's MIT magazine from like 2 years before. So it's probably a three-year-old magazine, but it was last year, and I flip it open. I already knew all this, but it was the Pentagon admitting they designed this face-scanning camera control grid to track everything we're doing and how they use it in Iraq to control people and how in Fallujah, this has also been on NBC News, if you don't have your ID card, they tell everybody, you must leave the city, we're going to level it. They destroyed over half of it. Everybody that didn't leave, they went in and killed. They used robots, microwave guns, everything on record. Swords. Don't believe me, little combat robots are called swords. They go in, shoot nerve gas on you. They've got microwave guns. They've got machine guns. They've got mortars. They send in the robots. They send in the troops. They kill everybody. Then those that are allowed to come back in, if they've been interrogated and tortured in the camp they built outside, they send them into Fallujah. They send the people back in, but they give them an ID with a face scan, so they already have their face. Even if you lose the ID, they've got your face, a thumbprint, a handprint, and your name. And they told them, and this was on NBC News. It was 1 week before Tom Brokaw retired, because I've got the video here at the office. We've played it. And he said proudly, he said, if you're caught without your card, you are killed on the spot. Now, those troops have now done that in every Iraqi city, and they're coming back home to America. And if you're caught without the card, they just line you up and shoot you. And that's come out that the troops do that. And then the internal directives from the Army and the Marines came out. They're all told to carry extra arms in their cars in case media's around. They drop a gun. They drop a rifle at the scene of each person. So they execute you. And they're going to come back and be police officers. You don't have your card? Line him up. You son of a bitch traitor. Boom! Right in the back of the head. Yeah, go. Yeah, all right. Good job. Can't you see his brains go all over the place? Damn right. Let's go to the topless bar. Hell yeah. Let's go, baby. That's how we take down America. Okay, so that's how this works. And you think I'm joking? You thought I was joking about everything else that's come true. I'm telling you, that's what they want here. It's all Pentagon designed. Let's say you don't even know you're on the list, you know, as this is all breaking down. You go in, you swipe your card to get some baby diapers or food or whatever, and they just go, oh, your card's not working, and they know the police are on their way, and all of a sudden, you just stand up, they walk you outside, take you to a FEMA camp. And if you resist, they shock you. You wake up from the taser, you're in the back of an army truck, hog-tied with foreign troops laughing at you. The last thing you see before they break your neck is a big guy walk right over and go, die, you son of a bitch! And they break your neck. Hey, you know, FEMA took over part of the Highland Mall. And we've got video of it we played. But Joey V, my new producer, he took some photos on his iPhone. He thought it was a movie they were filming. They had all these people practicing lining up and going into the little FEMA center.
Someone to hear your prayers.
So we're going to have him in at the very end of the show to talk about that and cover that. State rep's supposed to call in here any minute. Oh, great. We have him right now. Representative Matt Shea out of Washington is our guest. He has a degree in history and politics, a political science graduate, Gonzaga University School of Law. And he's also a distinguished military graduate, and it goes on and on. Was in the platoon leader, 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment, Bosnia-Herzegovina. He's one of the sponsors. In fact, I guess he is the author of this bill. We'll find out from him during this segment and the next. And this whole week, we've got state reps on. Charles Key tomorrow. Some of these bills, like the one in New Hampshire, says we won't allow martial law, gun confiscation, establishment of martial law, forced servitude. All of that is right there. So I wanted to get the state rep out of Washington on, Matt Shea. Representative, good to have you on with us.
Thank you for having me.
I've got the text of your bill here, too. Tell us why you're doing this, having declared that the state is not going to go along with the New World Order.
Well, I think the front cover of Newsweek speaks volumes for why we're doing this. The front cover of Newsweek this morning, for the listeners that maybe haven't seen it, says in big, bold letters, "We are socialists. We are all socialists now." And I think that that type of federal government intervention and overreaching is exactly why state governments are starting to fight back. And I think we need to reclaim our sovereignty, particularly over these massive areas where there's unfunded mandates, and the federal government is expecting state governments to foot the bill.
Representative Shea, specifically, what is the bill that you've got going through the House there in Washington? What does it state?
Well, what we're trying to do is send a message to Barack Obama, and I'm going to be general, unless you want me to read excerpts of it, which I don't have up yet. But
whatever you'd like.
We're sending a message to Barack Obama, the President of the United States, that we are a sovereign state and we want to be treated as such, and that bills like No Child Left Behind and some of the stuff from the previous administration that has come down with a lot of requirements for state and local governments to implement without any funding sources for it, we're not going to take that anymore. I think that it was a very interesting development in California this morning, where the Los Angeles County has told the state of California that if you're not going to send our money back to us, that we're not going to send you the tax revenues that we're collecting. I think this is highlighting what's really turning into, quite frankly, a crisis throughout the United States of funding at the local levels. Taxpayers can't foot the bill anymore. We can't take any more new unfunded mandates and then taxes to follow on after they realize that the programs can't be funded. So,
well, I mean, that's bad enough, but I mean, you've probably seen some of the other bills in Oklahoma and in New Hampshire in places where they're saying we're not going to allow gun confiscation. They've introduced bills to ban all semi-autos, as you know. They've introduced bills to register all Americans and do federal psychological testing. Obama's new AG argued before the Supreme Court for the D.C. gun ban, so he believes a total ban is the Second Amendment. They've openly introduced bills for a domestic security force under Obama's control. I mean, I feel like I woke up in Stalinist Russia.
It sure sounds like it. And, you know, and then to have this Newsweek cover say we are all socialists now this morning, when I saw that, I just that came out of my chair. I think right now, we're in a crisis. I think as state legislators throughout the country, it's incumbent upon us to take the message of what's happening in our states and our local governments and take it to the President of the United States and say enough is enough. We're not going to take this anymore. Interestingly, too, Washington State came in under the same compact that Montana did when it became a state back in the late 1800s. And as part of that compact, we have in our state constitution that we have the right to bear arms in defense of ourselves. And it's a lot more specific than the federal constitution is. And I know there's a lot of folks here that are very worried about some legislation coming down. There's been, as you well know, runs on ammunition and guns in sporting goods stores all over the country, but especially in Washington as well. So I think this is one of those times in American history where people are starting to wake up, and one of the other reasons for my bill was to help wake people up to this issue.
Well, Representative Shea, if you can stay with us, I know you're very busy. I'd like to ask you about 10 more minutes of questions after the break. Can you do that?
Perfect.
Okay, good. This is the battle for the Republic. This is the time to put up or shut up. Bush tripled the size of government. Now Obama is building FEMA camps. Okay, I mean, we're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. There's no more time to screw around or suck our thumbs. Defend the Republic or America goes down. Stay with us. This whole week, we've got state reps on who've introduced the bills or are co-sponsors to it. And I'm looking at the New Hampshire one right here. It says if gun confiscation starts or martial law is established, the state's not going along with it. This is one of our only hopes. Talking to state representative who's put together this bill in Washington State today, State Representative Matt Shea. Matt, did you know the National Security Council is now basically going to take over every federal agency outside of Congress, and that in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, it states that the governors will serve at the pleasure of the president during emergencies and will be dual-hatted officers, and that they're deploying 20,000 combat troops, they say, for riot control and crowd control. So, I mean, when you add all of that in, this is very sinister.
It is very sinister, and I think it comes on the heels of a rider to the fiscal year 2007 Defense Authorization Act, which gave the president the ability to federalize National Guard troops without gubernatorial consent in the case of a quote, national emergency. And, you know, again, a very loosely defined term, which for a lot of us here in Washington State is very concerning.
In fact, in there, it's that nexus is in with Presidential Decision Directive 51 that states for any emergency, including economic or any other, designated by the president. So that could be anything.
It could be anything. And, you know, for instance, if unemployment continues to rise, as many are predicting it's going to, and there are some folks that are unhappy about that on the streets of Washington and the streets of other states in the Union. Is that a national emergency, and are troops going to be called out to take care of those folks? Or, you know, exactly what does that mean? And many of us haven't got a straight answer when we've asked that question. So,
what are other representatives saying, and what chance does this bill have of passing?
Well, we're trying to get it a hearing right now, and that's the first step in the process. And a lot of the press coverage is putting pressure on the chairman of the committee to help hear this bill. But right now, so far, we haven't had any luck getting it a hearing. But it has been absolutely overwhelming the amount of emails we've received from all over the United States, the amount of phone calls as well. It's been very encouraging. So the people want to see this thing heard. It's the question of does the Democratic majority here in the state of Washington want to hear this bill?
Well, the good news is if this tyranny continues to unfold, the pressure will mount with the states. And some states, as you know, like Oklahoma, have passed these resolutions saying no to the New World Order, no to tyranny, no to the FEMA camps, no to the gun confiscation. And so that is legitimizing the general public speaking out against it. And more people are now looking into it. So we're looking at something exponential. So it's good that you've gotten it written, that you have it waiting to try to get it out there on the floor. And as you said, people overwhelmingly know what's going on. I mean, record gun sales by 45%. The previous record, according to FBI instant background checks, which are really instant registration, shows a 45% increase according to any other previous record. And the people snatching the firearms and ammo off the shelves only seems to be accelerating.
It really does. And in the state of Washington, the eastern part of Washington state is extremely conservative. And the western part of the state, at least in the Seattle area, is obviously very liberal. And the folks over there in eastern Washington, which is where I'm from, near Spokane, you know, they're really concerned about this, and they're voting with their pocketbooks and their feet and going to the sports stores and taking ammunition in boxes as they can. And I think that underscores the concern of a lot of the general public on some of these very socialistic programs that are coming down. And I would actually start to use the word communism, because it really is what it is. You know, trying to take over nationalized banks, trying to nationalize different areas of industry, trying to implement this draconian climate change legislation, which is starting to happen here in Washington State, is just, it really isn't about the environment. It's not about anything more than control.
Speaking of that, if you go to whitehouse.gov, he has announced what he said he would do through his White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, having local pastors lead governmental committees to, quote, promote solutions to climate change. That means the carbon tax, the cap and trade tax, the taxes on what industry and business is left. And he's talking about this million-man domestic army. I mean, it's one thing for us to talk about how control freaks were planning this. It's another thing to see it happening. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely, I can. There have been three bills introduced in the state of Washington, and there has been close conversation between Governor Gregoire here in Washington and Barack Obama's administration on these issues. And I'll give you just a flavor for what this means. Their own numbers, their people testified before one of the committees that I sit on, Ecology and Parks, and said that this is going to cost the average low-income family $750 per family per year in additional higher energy costs and higher costs and products. Now, that's their numbers. I would probably double them as a conservative estimate to give you a real picture of what that's going to cost the average family. And that's their people saying it.
So,
Sorry,
go ahead.
And what I was going to say, on top of that, one of the bills they introduced, House Bill 1718 here in Washington State, was going to impose rent control, was going to stipulate when you sold your property that you had to offer the government a first right of refusal if you were within a certain square mile of a transportation hub. You could go on and on about this stuff, but the bottom line is it's going to cost businesses, it's going to cost consumers, and quite honestly, it's going to shut this nation down as far as manufacturing is concerned, in my opinion.
Now, this is on top of the fact that for decades the globalists paid companies to offshore. Our industry's basically gone. The retail industry, the service industry's imploding. And now in the midst of all of this, they're going to bring in all these new taxes, animal ID, premises ID. What's their goal? Destroy free enterprise?
Well, their goal, again, I think, is control. I don't think it has anything to do with protecting the environment or preventing, diseases among animals. I think it's about control, bottom line.
Have you seen, I can dig it out by the number if you'd like it, have you seen the bill they've introduced to build FEMA camps? And if you read the language, it's the training I witnessed the military doing years ago and warned the public. Now it's in a bill to build FEMA camps that have Briggs on them, and the local pastors help organize it, and then the local police and others through the threat integration centers basically move in under NORTHCOM with FEMA camps. So total federalization, taking over every facet of society, using transportation corridors is in other bills. You mentioned that at your state level, where they claim they control everything off of highways. Can you speak to what this looks like?
Well, I am aware of what you're talking about with the FEMA camps. What's very and most particularly disturbing about that is that they're going to be on former military bases, and they're going to use those bases to do that. A ton of people have expressed their concerns that what they're really building are prison camps. I think you're just speaking to that right now. In addition to that, and there's some very eerie similarities between using pastors to pacify people now, as happened in Nazi Germany. And I've done some research on that. There was a paper done by the Office of Strategic Services, the forerunner of the CIA, back at that time, on how the Germans and the Nazi Party, in particular, took the churches and turned them into a vehicle to help pacify people and bring them along with their agenda. And I think it's very scary that that's what's being mentioned right now. As some people say, there's nothing new under the sun.
Well, sir, I'm glad you're so informed. That's why we're having all these state reps on this week. And let's just keep it into next week. Let's just keep having them on, because there's hundreds of great men and women like yourself, a representative, who are saying this. And as we talk to them, it seems we're all on the same page from history. And I notice your degree is in history, so it's great to talk to somebody who is informed. 3 years ago, another host on this network, Pastor Butch Paul, was sent secret FEMA documents. Then I had the pastor on, then another pastor sent me the same documents, hundreds of pages. We didn't know he was already under surveillance, so they came to him and threatened him afterwards. And they had 13,000 preachers covertly hired then to train their flocks for gun confiscation, forced inoculation, to go into the camps. Then Obama and Emanuel have announced that indeed they're doing this. It's on the White House website today, and they've doubled the number to 26,000. And now we have mainstream media reports saying, oh, the pastors are getting us ready for martial law. It's a good thing. Do what they say when the crisis comes and everything will be all right. Were you aware of those FEMA documents?
I was not aware of those particular FEMA documents. However, pastors, at least in the state of Washington, and I'm not going to name them for the reasons you stated, are aware that about this type of use of pastors to pacify the people. And they are very concerned about it, number one. And number two, they are prepared to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, even in that scenario. And I'll just leave it at that.
Well, since we've got a few more minutes with you, John, pull up the newscast, and I'm just going to play a 30 seconds so he can hear this. I'm going to give him the title. This was one out of Louisiana, but we have other newscasts and reports. Now, understand, this is a year and a half after I got secret documents. John, do you have that for the state rep? He's pulling it up right now. Before I play this short clip, any other key points you'd like to add? How do we, folks all around the country, how do we support you? How do we call the state house? Do we call newspapers? Do we demand they cover this? Because, you know, to the general public, I talk about this and some still snicker and giggle. But I mean, now that the Wall Street Journal called for a world government last week, or the Financial Times of London admitted we're going to have a world government run by a few private banks, I think people are finally starting to wake up. In fact, we found the clip, and then I want you to, in summation, close with how we help you. Representative Shea, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to have the video as well, but for radio listeners, here's the audio. She says, will martial law, start it over, will martial law ever be declared? Here it is.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act that forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate, get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis
all
is
right.
Over.
All right, it goes on from there, and they talk about Romans 13, Hitler's favorite quote. Representative, your response to that?
It's shocking, and it's, you know, I think it underscores the concerns that we've been talking about for the last 10 minutes. People need to wake up. They need to call, you know, they need to call their media sources. They need to call their legislators. Here in the state of Washington, the legislative hotline is 1-800-562-6000. And the chair of the committee where at least this joint memorial is up before is Representative Hunt's committee, Sam Hunt. And they need to let their legislators know that they've had enough. This is looking too much like the precursor to Nazi Germany and communist Russia, and that they want to have their legislators do something about it and reclaim sovereignty for states specifically and for the individuals on the ground that are paying taxes. So,
please give that phone number out again and the name of the chairman of the committee.
Yeah, the name of the chairman is Representative Sam Hunt, and the phone number again is 1-800-562-6000. And also, if anybody wants to reference the paper that I referred to earlier from the Office of Strategic Services, it's called The Nazi Master Plan, Annex 4, The Persecution of Christian Churches.
Absolutely. And, of course, the Senator Dodd 68 Gun Control Act was copied completely, but two words were changed from German because that Senator Dodd, not the current one, the other one, had been in the Nuremberg trials as a lawyer. So our gun laws are Nazi.
Yes, and I think there's a very famous quote from Hitler about that, that if you take away guns from the people, they really can't resist anymore. And a lot of folks don't understand that we have more than three checks and balances. There's more than just the legislative, judicial, and executive branch in our government. The fourth check and balance is a well-armed people.
It is the cartridge box. We have the ballot box, the grand jury box, the jury box, and the cartridge box. And I got a family. I got a nice life. I don't want it to become physical. But this just isn't socialism or communism. This appears to be the most classic form of hardcore tyranny.
It really does. It really does. And there, you know, and your listeners need to know, there are a lot of state legislators that are very concerned. You're going to hear about more from them later this week. But there are a lot of state legislators that are concerned about this, and people are starting to wake up and do something about it.
Representative Shea, in closing, I want to stay in touch with you as this develops. By the very nature of this being so over the top, I think that's what takes people back, and they just have trouble believing it. But I'm just glad that you're here and that you're following the oath you gave when you were in the Army as an officer, and that you're following the oath you gave as a state rep. And would you like to declare here on record in the spirit of 1776 that you're going to defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic?
I'm going to defend the Republic from enemies, all enemies, foreign and domestic.
All right. God bless you, and we're with you, sir.
God bless you. Thank you for having me on.
Take care. Yeah, this is gut check time, folks. This is real. This is real. We're going to have state rep after state rep after state rep on telling you this is the classic attack pattern of not just a tyranny, of a mass extermination tyranny. It has a signature. It has a wavelength. It has a architecture. This is the most tyrannical architecture we've ever seen. It's not just like a Nazi one or a Soviet one. It is the most vicious attack profile we've ever seen. The most sneaky, the most backstabbing, the most duplicitous. Joey V, our new producer, first. Oh, we don't even have a camera set up in here because we know we're going to have a guest. Okay, we've got it over here. Joey V is one of my new producers. We got two producers. We're starting Jason Burmes' show coming up here in a few weeks.
Glad to be here, Alex.
It's good to have you here. We're going to come back in the final segment.
All right.
And we are going to get into the FEMA camp you went over and visited over in Highland Mall and some drills you saw going on over there.
Right.
You just happened to run into it this weekend. Before I do that, before we go to break, again, it is sponsors that make this transmission possible, and I want you to know about mysolarbackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice, storms. And folks, I'm telling you, you need to visit mysolarbackup.com. You get your emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. And it's a great unit from our great sponsors at Solution for Science. The website is mysolarbackup.com. Great unit. You can get a bunch of them and run your whole house, or just get one. It'll run quite a few things. Go check it out on their website, 877-327-0365 or mysolarbackup.com. That's 877-327-0365. Get geared up. Get ready today. Get sovereign. They're blowing out the economy to make you destitute so they can control you. They want to institutionalize you and put a bullet in a lot of our heads. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The rebroadcast airs on AM and FMs all over the country throughout the day and night. Restreams on the internet start in about 5 minutes at Infowars.com with Lindsey Williams, Dr. Jerome Corsi, and others. And Joey V is our new producer. We also have Rob Dew out there doing producing. They're also double teaming, learning how to do the board hopping. Well, they already know how to do that, but on this system. And look, a few months ago we learned that they had taken over a part of the Highland Mall FEMA had for Hurricane Ike. But then after it left, they stayed there, and it's in the bills. They're building these FEMA community centers that then liaison out to the camp. And I've had people call me, say there's people in handcuffs. They're doing drills of arrest, drills of sending people in there. And we've shown some video that folks shot locally, the cops and security guards saying get back, and Homeland Security buses. I didn't send Joey V out there. In the future, we will have him actually being a reporter as well. But he just took a photo on his iPhone and saw what he thought was a movie being shot out there. So just briefly tell folks, because every time I talk about this, I get emails saying I'm a liar. It's not there. They go on my message board and say I'm a liar. We know it's psyops, but tell us what you saw.
Well, I was out there probably about 2 months ago, and I thought they were actually doing like a film, some sort of a movie production deal that was going on. You see the white trucks everywhere, and it was kind of crazy because my wife and I, we were just going to the mall, and the parking was extremely limited because they took I would say about a quarter of the whole parking lot of the whole mall doing all this other
stuff. And they're still out there, by the way.
And there's people, you know, they had numbers on them and signs and all this other stuff, people sitting on the sidewalk. And then we went back this weekend, and there's a bunch of FEMA vehicles still out there. You know, the big truck.
Oh, yeah, no. They took over part of the mall, too, the buildings. And see, it all sounds reasonable. Oh, the Army's going to help with car wrecks. Oh, right. The Marines are going to help with DWIs. Oh, you know, but see, FEMA doesn't leave after they, and they admit they're setting them up everywhere.
Oh, they're there. They're there. They've got orange cones everywhere out there.
Well, we got video of it. We can put it on screen, but people still don't believe us. Well, they just say we're making it. We just had a state rep on.
Yeah, tell you can everybody. Drive over there and see it. Plain as day.
Well, it's clearly PSYOPs that go on the website. I mean, here's an example of PSYOPs. I meant to get to this today. I'll get to it tomorrow. It's still burning in China, a 44-story building, just like Building 7,
right.
And nothing's collapsed. I mean, it's got like 200-foot flames shooting out of it. And then the first comment in here, the Pentagon admits they have all these PSYOPs and private corporations doing it. He says, in the 70s, buildings did not use chemical coating called monocoat. If you drive into a parking garage, you can see gray fur on the load-bearing members. It's the monocoat. It's fire retardant used on metal and concrete. Oh, really? We've had the NIST report, and we've had Underwriting Laboratories' own report. That thing was overbuilt with fireproofing and had more added in 99. We believe that was the explosive thermite added. They admit they used a new experimental thing to later detonate it. But see how the disinfo operates?
Yeah.
And then it says, apparently, it did not retard the fires as the entire building was consumed. What kind of doublethink is that? You've been called, the next person says, but they're on there. And they're on there saying this FEMA thing isn't out there.
No, it's out there, and there's even signs out there that say, do not drive past this point on the cones. So they're there.
Man, I tell you. So what's it like after a week working here?
It's fun, man. You know, a lot of information, a lot of stuff. You get to see, I've never been through all of this before. I've never known about this sort of information before, but you start noticing things and it's like, oh, wait a minute. You start
scratching
your head.
So just in a week being here, you hear the news here, then you go out and see it in the real world.
Yeah.
And that verifies it for you. Oh, well, plus you're getting a lot of the news now. You're seeing all this.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of emails, JoeyV@Infowars.com.
All right. We'll have you be a bigger part of the show as well as Rob Dewin and everybody else, as well as the Hoos. We have a lot of work to do around here. Paul Hartman. And David and everybody else that's in there. Jaron, we got to have a show with a bunch of mics with all you in here. Maybe all of you co-host with me someday, but you can't clown too much. Can't clown. Hey, it's great to have you on board.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, man.
Glad
to be here.
You bet. Great to have you on board with us. All right, we are out of here. Rebroadcast starts now with key information at the very start about the Gardasil shot killing people. You'll want to join us. Infowars.com in the streams or the free podcast via Condios.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.